Julian Edelman, you and the New England Patriots have just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
We're going to Disney World!
I thought that was just supposed to be the Super Bowl MVP in that.
It is.
Well, why is Brady in there?
They're dating now. They're going to go together.
He weaseled his way into that, huh?
It's the power of Tom Brady.
It is.
Well, I got to tell you.
Did he kiss Edelman in that commercial?
Probably.
Did he make out with him?
I got to say, I don't ever want to celebrate with Tom Brady. If he ever wants to celebrate with me, I'm out. I'm breaking up with him in terms of being a teammate. I would run from him if it was celebration time because not only does he get all way too emotional, I love you, and what was the other thing Edelman said on Good Morning America? Let's fucking go. LFGs.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of I love yous and LFGs. He also, he runs his fingers through the hair of everyone he hugs. Did you notice that?
What?
Really?
Kraft,
weird.
Edelman, his trainer, he has to run his fingers his through their
trainer.
Hair as part of the celebration.
Oh.
What?
He
you
did.
Think that's endearing.
Am I the only
cute?
One that saw that?
I think so.
Didn't notice that ever.
I mean, I'm not real happy.
Saints suck my big fat fucking sausage.
Would you celebrate that with him?
No, I don't want to celebrate what? Anything with him. He gets out of control. He makes out with people, runs his fingers through their hair. I swear to God, he put his hand on Bob Kraft's hair. Bob Kraft.
Ugh. I want him to run his fingers through my hair.
If you're on his team,
all
he might
day
do
long.
It.
Oh, I see Tom.
I could be on his team, right, according to the NFL?
Yeah,
the commercial. There's a girl that's in the Hall of Fame, apparently.
The final tally on our poll yesterday, who would Tom Brady rather kiss?
Yes.
His kid got 52% of the vote, 40% for Robert Kraft, and only 8% for his dad. So,
huh.
Well, a lot of people probably hadn't seen the picture of him making out. I mean, he is really making out with his dad in that picture.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
Making out. Did you see Tom's reply to your tweet?
Tom Mazoway?
Mazoway, yeah.
Which tweet?
I can't argue with the facts. Brady is the greatest of all time. That's what you wrote. 6 Super Bowl wins, throwing to many, many different receivers. He has a fire inside that may be unmatched in any team sport. Perfectly true, respectful tweet. It also helps that his head coach devises plans to absolutely shut down the other teams. They won scoring 13 points. Give me a break.
Well, who's talking about that?
Aren't they? Isn't
why do people
that,
argue
isn't that what they're supposed
that,
to do?
Why do people yeah. argue about things that aren't in the tweet?
That's bullshit.
They won scoring 13 points. Also, their largest margin of victory in the Super Bowl. That's incredible. 10 points.
I was surprised how many people picked Los Angeles to win yesterday.
Really?
It just seemed like you got the really young quarterback, the guy who plays well in every Super Bowl, and the great coach. But you never know how those things are going to go.
Did you see the pictures 10 years ago to now?
Of Brady?
They did before the game. They showed, Brady. And,
to show that he's hotter?
Yeah. That he was older back then. And then they went to the booth and they showed the, Nance and...
Well, I think he's got...
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Is it legal to have a blood boy in the NFL? I think he's got a blood boy.
He definitely does.
Giselle. Did you know that Adam Levine was so blobbed out? Green blobbed out.
I had no idea because I have never in my life wished to see Adam Levine without a shirt on.
Is that a real controversy? Or is that fake controversy? Because some people are saying Janet Jackson shows her nipple and the world goes crazy.
That's fake controversy.
It's fake.
Okay,
he really cares. Although they mentioned on GMA, they mentioned
why
on GMA.
Why did
so
they mention
it's fake.
Though? Why did they mention it? That's not
someone
real.
Someone said it on social media. Adam Levine thanked the critics. By the way.
Yeah, I saw that, because they push the band.
Fake!
Wait a minute, why?
My critics can eat it.
Because it makes them work harder.
Oh, God, he's so deep.
He's getting, he's getting a lot of crap for white boy dancing, too, I noticed. By the way, why is it okay to call it white boy dancing? Some of us can dance.
Ralph Northam. What's his name? Is that his name? Northam?
Ralph Northam, absolutely.
The Virginia governor can dance.
The only thing I can think about
he
in that
got
story
for
is
dancing.
I want to see him moonwalk. There's got to be at some point when he resigns, he's got to moonwalk.
No, he's going.
And he'll moonwalk out of there.
I think he wants to. Why else would he have brought that up? I mean, there was no picture of him in blackface that I'm aware of.
Well, he also gave the location of where it happened in San Antonio, which
that's true.
But he was trying to say that. He didn't do the really bad thing, but he did do something that was marginally bad. So that
so he thought people were sort of switched to the marginally bad thing?
Right.
Like the lighter skin blackface?
Yes. And then said also, kind of made it worse, I didn't want to use a lot of shoe polish because you know how hard that is to get off of skin? And everybody's like, oh, how do you know how hard it is to get off of skin?
He puts it on all the time?
Because he wears
it. I've tried many things to wear when I've been wearing blackface.
You know what I think is funny about this whole thing is that this guy, it's like, everyone agrees he has to resign. Well, that's because he's a Democrat. So the Democrats want to be clean, and the Republicans are like, fucking Democrat. He should resign.
That's what I was saying yesterday. Yeah.
Trump calls it unforgivable, which is interesting because Trump supported Roy Jones in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I don't really compare those two. I thought Roy Jones was a complete scumbag. Yep. I mean, horrible.
Roy Moore.
Oh, Roy Moore.
Yeah. All right. Was that a moonwalk? I don't know. The crowd here is appreciative.
Now, who is the lieutenant governor and what are they saying? Okay, if he resigns, lieutenant governor takes over, and what's the problem with him?
Well, that's not a problem. I mean, he's black, so I think that's why a lot of people want him to resign so he can be black. But now he has to deny the sexual...
Wait, he becomes black when...
No, he's black. No, the governor resigns? Would then be a black governor.
Okay. That's not really a very good reason for him to resign. I mean, it seems like he should either resign because he did something so heinous... But okay.
But now anyway. Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor, denies sexual assault allegations. So pick your poison, I suppose.
What are the allegations?
She's accused him of making unwanted sexual advance at her in a hotel room that he led her to under false pretenses. Kind of like Bill Clinton when he led Paula Jones up.
Yeah.
He had a job.
Okay. Clearly, if we have no interest, we have to stop going to hotel rooms with people. That's our first rule.
Yeah, but second, you shouldn't
stop
expect
creeps.
Are
dude,
out.
Stop being creeps, please.
You shouldn't.
Are you resigning, Trudy, for Tina Turner?
Yeah, I admitted that I did that. And
How black was your blackface?
It wasn't that.
Would you say it was light-skinned blackface? Because that might be worse to have light-skinned blackface, because that would say that you're saying
Tina
lighter skin is better.
Tina has a very light complexion.
Were you dancing?
If you'd been Grace Jones, it might have been more acceptable.
Yeah. Granted.
You picked a light-skinned
black
woman?
American, I'm proud
you got
of
me
it.
There. That's not why.
But. He allegedly assaulted her at the Democratic Party presidential nomination convention in Boston a decade ago.
Okay.
I mean, all these
how
are
did
unsubstantiated.
What, did he rape her? Allegedly?
Particulars of it.
Allegedly.
But there's no proof. It's just his story versus
allegedly.
Hers.
What is she saying he did to her?
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Boobs.
Well, let me do the sponsorship while you're looking.
What?
Because Mesa
there's,
Tacos.
There's nothing in it about
tequila. Where? I thought it said forced oral sex or something.
Oh.
But
yeah, doesn't say in this story.
Yeah, the story's kind of breaking.
I'm blocked on the Washington Post, so I've used my limit.
Yikes. Sucks.
Facebook Live brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequila is proud to be the newest sponsor of the Drew and Mike Show. Mesa loves the Drew and Mike Show, and we love Mesa. They're between 3rd and 4th Street in Royal Oak. Right in the heart of downtown. And, of course, tomorrow, Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting hungry thinking we need some tacos.
Name it.
Open Mic Night Wednesdays, Trivia Thursday, and then live local music over the weekend. When you pop into Mesa Tacos and Tequila, tell them about the Drew and Mike discount. You'll get 10% off your meal on the spot from Mesa.
Savory and delicious.
Mm. It is.
I decided I have to start cutting down, so I ate a salad today. So I'm starving.
Oh, what are you cutting down on? What?
Eating, you know, crappy stuff, cheese.
I like how you announce
girl,
though.
You hungry?
I like how you announce that you're eating salad, like that lady on the plane who had to sit between the two fat guys. She's like, I ate salad. What? Okay.
Speaking of a plane, Rihanna. What? Shamed someone who asked to watch the Super Bowl on the plane in first class that she
what?
Was in. Yes.
Oh, come on, Rihanna. Doesn't she have more
you
to do?
Are we in trouble for watching the Super Bowl?
Well, because it was boring and a waste of time.
Because it was wrong to watch it, according to Rihanna.
And
apparently.
It worked. It's the lowest rated Super Bowl in 10 years.
Yeah. Although that still means, what, 110 million people watched it?
Yeah.
So a little less than a third of the country is in trouble with Rihanna.
Uh-oh.
Guess which market had the lowest?
New Orleans.
By far.
It was a thing there to not even have your channel on the Super Bowl channel.
Did you see the cover of the Times-Picayune paper? It was all white and just said, Super Bowl? What's Super Bowl with a question mark?
Nice. That's great.
Sense of humor, yeah.
Eli Zaret via Skype from Florida. He and Denny and Bob Page recorded this morning. How'd that show go, Brandon?
It went well. We had a little minor technical difficulties, but we got over them.
Already?
It's a little difficult when all the hosts are in different cities, yeah. but we made it happen.
Now, how is Denny the only one here? The one that has the most trouble getting here and getting down the stairs, yeah. And he's here.
He's funny.
He is funny. I listened to the first 20 minutes of the last one, and it was very good, pre-Super Bowl show.
Yeah, the No Filter Sports Podcast. It sounds
There's a lot of shit stirred up on that show.
Google Play and iTunes.
People keep telling us how much they love Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram because they go above and beyond. If you want help from the general manager, Jeff Schneider, or the owner, Thad Zot, they would love to help you. They want to make sure our podcast people are happy. They'll dive in there. You can go to either location, ask for Jeff Sell. He'll work with you directly. And during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's 2019 Auto Show event, you can lease the truck of the year, a 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab, for just $169 a month. They'll double your Auto Show bonus cash because Zot doubles it. You can lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month. It's also awesome Auto Show pricing deals on Wrangler with employee pricing for everyone on the all-new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. No discount number needed. Show and get employee price on a brand-new Wrangler only at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Roche, let's see, Trudy, what's Dr. Roche doing? They've got the Polar Vortex special, I think.
The Polar Vortex special, but how long does that last?
I think it's still in action.
That breast lifts are really big stuff now that, we have.
It's breast lift season?
It is breast lift season because you have, Caribbean getaway season coming up and you want to be good in a bikini, and there are a couple of situations where he can do a procedure that have you on that beach looking bouncy again.
I see.
By the time spring break rolls around.
If breast lifts were free, if Medicare paid for them, would every woman get a breast lift at some point?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Well, I mean, you can't do anything about gravity, and gravity is, except live on the moon.
Gravity pretty much sucks, generally.
Gravity does suck. And so, he had this, he was telling me about how you can get these, there's three kinds, and you can do the breast tight, which will,
Oh, yeah, it's like skin tight for the neck or anywhere else. Yeah, it's just the areas.
And if you're just starting to get a tiny little bit of gravitational pull, then you can yank that right back. And then there are a couple of other procedures, including augmentation, where...
Yeah, you get new boobs.
Fat transfer, you can do...
Just go all the way and get some double Ds.
Nice.
Do anything for you.
It's so a very, urgent appeal to get yourself in bikini shape.
Mm.
For spring break. And all those procedures, your rebound time is really fast.
248-338-1110.
Or DRROCHE.
248-338-1110. Yeah. You just a thing. Nice and round and spherical. And if you're heading home at the end of a long work day, you should feel good. But for men with a failing marriage, home can be far more stressful than work. Maybe it's time to call Adam. The American Divorce Association for Men. There are significant advantages to being the spouse to file for divorce first. If divorce is in your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam, aggressive, diligent, and uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam at 248-284-4280. That's 248-284-4280. And live from Florida via Skype. This is our first Skype.
Yeah.
Eli.
Yeah, I can see all. In fact, I was chuckling in the background because Trudy's talking about breast lifts, and her son is sitting there just totally passive and oblivious looking at his computer.
He's 29. He doesn't know that such a thing exists.
Boob lifts.
Boobs having gravity issues? What are you talking about?
I produced a series of specials that were more in-depth for Dr. Rush, so I know about it, and he's heard it because I'm always having all kinds of technical difficulties at home, so he has to come in.
Oh, we're all adults. I guess even though, I don't know how old Joey's got to be, 30, I still look at him as a child.
But yeah. Oh, really?
He shouldn't.
he thinks of himself that way. Stop being tan, by the way.
Oh, I'm just a little flushed.
Wow, tan Eli.
I get embarrassed when people talk about boobs.
I don't know how many people know that Zoov likes to go to bed really early. How far into the Super Bowl did you make it? Did you make it at all? No.
Oh.
Not why you didn't make it. What, you didn't make it to kickoff? That blows my mind. Julie doesn't watch it either, though.
The question is, what time did you start watching? I mean, it was like an eight-hour pregame show. Yeah.
I had a lot of it on, but I wasn't paying a ton of attention. It's the Tony Romo hour was kind of interesting for 10 minutes, but most of it is just slop. I'd rather see the replays of old Super Bowls. Yeah. Like they used to have.
I don't know what the Tony Romo hour was. I turned it on about 5:25, just as Romo was sitting down with Brady. And I'm thinking, well, what's this going to be like? And frankly, I thought it was very cool in that the two of them both played at the highest levels, and Romo had a good career, not a great career, but a very good one. And Brady talking about, they're both with such boyish enthusiasm. We were talking last week about how Romo really gets into the game and he gets excited and all that stuff is happening. And they're both saying, you know, well, it's like when you're 13 or 15 and your kid's playing a game. True, it's very a lot of pressure and a lot of that at the major league level. But I thought that was really cool. Isn't that the image that we all love about sports, is that it's young boys get to play a game and they actually get to continue to do it and get paid for it later on? So I kind of like the two of them relating that way.
So the message about girls playing football was lost on you then?
Yes, I did not. I didn't get into any of that. And I missed the Puppy Bowl, too,
did they equate the two together. Did they have to put the girl in the NFL commercial? Is that something you just have to do now? She gets the ball at the end, and then they say, give me the ball, and she makes a big move and fakes everyone
out. If. Wouldn't it be better if she got destroyed?
Well, if you're like going to treat people just, equally.
I feel like you're right from yesterday's podcast where you said it's a corporation throwing money at an ad agency to make them look as though they're doing something sensitive.
It's
really contrived, I feel.
They really treat females well in the NFL. Look at how they treated cheerleaders.
The cheerleaders. They're great to them. $25 a game, yeah. I think.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Well, and also NFL. What a socially conscious league it was. I mean, they're so involved in black activism, and to have Gladys Knight sing the anthem, and I thought she was fabulous, by the way.
She's great.
And Roger Goodell with all the black folks in the inner city and, you know, doing these socially activism.
Martin Luther King's daughter, they had a civil rights players. Everyone on the field before the game, before the coin toss, remember Marcus said, wait, everyone's black except for the officials and the captains.
and I tell you, and to get Martin Luther King's daughter, think, wow, I had John L. Lewis, is all this Kaepernick stuff, and John L. Lewis, who was Martin Luther King's right-hand man, is on the field. I think they did a pretty nice job, whether it's contrived or phony or what, of acting like there's nobody more for black folks than Roger Goodell in the NFL.
Well, it was Atlanta, though. Except
some cynical people are wondering how much they had to pay the King family, because you're never allowed to use his image unless you pay for it.
Huh.
I mean, that's a true fact.
Martin Luther King Monument, they pay, what, $71,000 a year to maintain the Martin Luther King Monument?
You got it.
I don't think they had to pay. I really, yeah. I'd be really surprised. In fact, I was the King family.
It's a business. Martin Luther King Jr. is a business.
We did an ugly
deep dive on it.
Last year.
So you think that if they hadn't paid them, that John L. Lewis wouldn't have been there with Martin Luther King's daughter if they hadn't paid him.
I don't know if anybody was paid yesterday, but there's some dubious. A terrible thing to talk about.
True. Why are we there?
We could talk about. You know what I was intrigued is the conversation about the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan. In my opinion, the two best team sport guys of all time. Is anybody going to argue about that?
No.
No. No.
Want to put Gretzky.
Certainly the results with six championships, they don't happen by accident. And each one, was more involved or more responsible than, say, Scottie Pippen was or, say, Edelman was. You know, it's certainly a Brady and Jordan are in a class. But do you think there's a shift? Because this guy, Jeff Perlman, was a very good writer. Did you see the article he wrote in CNN this morning?
I don't,
but we love him.
It was a bad, boring, non-suspenseful, never-ending exercise and all that can suck about pro football, the surrounding hoopla. He rips good defense, I thought, as bad football. He goes, ultimately, we're left with two football teams playing a game that stunk. You know, I think that's disrespectful of good defense. I mean, yeah, it would have been more entertaining to see a 59-57 game. But, you know, in the NFL in the old days, you know, defense was honored and revered. And this was also called the greatest defensive effort in Super Bowl history by the Patriots. So, you know, I guess it wasn't an entertaining game. But are you looking at it as a casual fan or as an aficionado of the game, depending on how you look at it, I think.
I thought the Rams offense was a bit shut down by themselves at times. Goff threw the
ball. Goff missed a lot of receivers. Gurley didn't play.
Two touchdown passes. The one was a
great defensive play, though, where he knocked the guy's arm
down.
But
the ball was a
bad pass.
Flailing duck.
Yeah, but then was that Cooks? I think he dropped two touchdown passes, or could have had two touchdown passes. The other was a flat drop.
Yeah, the second one was a drop.
Yeah.
So that's 14 points right there.
Yeah. I didn't think Goff was that great.
No.
He was definitely deer. And I think one of the most obvious and much repeated pregame prognostications is that the Patriots' experience was a huge factor, and ultimately it was. And the fourth, and Brady was, who Boomer aside, and I thought was very frank at halftime, said, "Boy, Brady is just awful today."
He was.
Then again, it was pretty good defense on the part of the Rams, but. Yeah, I guess I got to hand it to Brady. I kind of hoped the Rams would win because I'm just getting tired of them. By the way, Perlman said in his article that 97% of America is sick of Brady. I don't know if that's the truth or not.
I don't think that's true.
No.
I don't think so either.
I think we all, I'm tired of him, but I still admire when he comes out and does. It's like, wow, it's an incredible thing to watch. It's like, I remember watching Jordan, and I thought about this today. That Jordan said after the sixth championship in 8 years, there were two baseball years in between, he said, if Phil Jackson doesn't come back, I'm not playing. And I would think that would mean Phil Jackson gets signed that second, and Jerry Krause let Phil Jackson go. Remember that?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing when you think about it?
I know.
That was crazy. Why would you do that?
Yeah, especially when you got that type of relationship where the two of them are equally responsible for everything great that happened. I thought what was interesting is that with Brady and Belichick after the game, and they're hugging each other and praising each other. 2 years ago, Brady was going to leave the Patriots.
Yep.
Belichick kicked his personal trainer out of the whole facility, and Brady intimated that he wouldn't come back. But the two of them, so whether you're sick of them or not, you just got to give them credit for. Even though they've lucked into a few, I mean, they're just this monster that can't be killed. I mean, the 9 Super Bowls in 18 years, it's a number that's staggering. And these are the two mad scientists who see beneath the surface of everything and produce something that no one else has even come close to doing. Remarkable.
And the Lions have brought two guys over thinking, oh, we're going to get the Patriots sauce with Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn and wah, wah.
Right, well... if they went back to the Patriots, they'd probably be equally as successful, but in a different, and we'll see what this Brian Flores does, who's the Patriots defensive guru now. And I thought Belichick, I saw in the paper today in Detroit that Belichick credited Patricia, for showing him how to beat the Rams. What a crock of garbage that is.
It was a total joke.
The
Lions defense played him so well. That's what he claimed. They used that blueprint.
Oh,
I don't believe it. But.
Well, and have you heard anybody trying to say, is this the greatest dynasty of all time? Is it better than the Yankees when they won 9 out of 10
the
World
Celtics.
Series?
And the Celtics what? And the Celtics? Celtics, 9 of 11, I think.
I don't think you could compare the two. It's only one game and you're eliminated in football. You don't have the benefit of a 7-game series.
But isn't the NFL the ultimate parody sport right now?
Exactly. It's the ultimate parody sport where they
so
go through every effort
they're
to make everybody
equal.
Even.
Yeah.
Right.
And they still managed to win.
To play in this many Super Bowls in that short of time, it really stands above.
And that's the difference maybe between how many, Jordan, 6 and how many years?
6 and 8 years, but he played baseball in the middle.
No, I know, but I'm just saying Brady's done it over this long period of time.
Yeah.
And in really different fashion with different teams, different styles
of receivers.
Yeah, it's really
right.
Running back.
It's
really amazing.
You love him so much. Why don't you marry him?
I would marry him. Except he's a little handsy.
He's a little handsy.
All the handsy you want.
Kiss and rub my hair.
Eli, did you notice him rubbing everyone's hair after the game?
Who was? No.
Brady was. Everybody hugged. He's
got a hair fetish.
Run his fingers through their hair. It was weird.
Well, I didn't see him rub. I thought one of the most pathetic things about it was Tracy Wolfson afterwards.
Awesome.
I was doing the show with Denny and Paige this morning, and they're just saying how gutsy Tracy Wolfson was. I go, gutsy?
She
finally got Brady, she asked a 4-minute question.
Yep.
I'm saying, shut up, Tracy. Yep. Just say, how do you feel or how do you explain it? But it was, I don't know. I thought that was pathetic.
Pretty weak.
Yeah. I guess they have to have a female ask the questions. Be the side. Is that a rule? Is that a law?
Well, for some reason, sideline. Well, actually, yeah. They did have a guy that Evan Washburn was another sideline reporter. But yeah, I don't
Jay
know.
Feely,
too. Because they didn't want Tom to kiss the male reporter, and they knew that would happen.
But
if
they
got
went
close
to the same school. They both went to Michigan. Right.
She's a Wolverine too. Anyway,
what was her, question? I missed the question.
Eli's right.
What was she trying to ask? Can we get a question?
I want to hear
that question. You got to wrap it up, Tracy. You got to finish the question. This is ridiculous.
What was she trying to ask?
I don't know. She was like 3 minutes of statements, and then the last 4 seconds was a question.
So he dreamed
like
levered out.
Time it had to be 30 seconds. It should have been 5 seconds.
He's a pro. He'll answer anything, no matter how long it takes to ask. I think. I mean, Brady is a gracious guy. I will certainly hand him that.
Yeah. He's perfect. He's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this narrative, though, that this is the worst Super Bowl ever. It's not the worst Super Bowl.
It was close.
Ever. It's the lowest scoring, but it's not the worst. The worst is Denver and San Francisco, the 55-10 game.
Yeah, that was a terrible game. And there were a couple other routes like that. But, Eli, remember the early Super Bowls? There were lots of turnovers and very little offense. And, you know, 14-7 Miami, Washington, 16-13 the Colts. They were, you know, close-ish, but they weren't great games. The Vikings Super Bowls were all bad.
Well, for years they called it the Super Bore because there was seven or eight or, you know, like a whole streak of a decade plus where they were one-sided, boring, and all that. And, you know, you just can't tell. That's the beauty of sports. It's unrehearsed.
At least the halftime shows were actually rocking.
Well, back in the day, they had Up With People. And,
that was terrible.
Michigan Band. And
they got the solid entertainment going.
They did.
And then they just ran out of gas with Maroon 5.
We were trying to figure out who Big Boy was. And so we thought maybe Big Boy was the woman who was singing, you know. Maybe B.O.I. And then finally he comes out with the mink coat. I go, oh, my God. Is this what is Trump Land saying about this guy?
Eli, you don't know about Outkast? Shake It Like a Polaroid
Outkast,
picture.
But I mean, I've listened to them. They're kind of a reggae rock band type Outkast. No,
oh, you're thinking of a different Outkast? That Outkast?
Outkast.
Outkast with a K.
Big Boy and Andre 3000.
Oh,
I must admit, I'm not really up on hip hop.
I wondered.
They're pretty big.
About the acts in the Super Bowl. Was that really designed to reach the entire? Because usually they go for the older act that everybody knows and. I don't know. It didn't seem to be a very good pick.
Yeah.
It was just so mediocre, so vanilla, so not very challenging.
But, all right, Eli, thank you. And are we going to see you Thursday?
If you'd like, I can myself away from golf in the sun to come spend a few minutes with you. I'd be happy to.
I'm at your show. You're Skyping in Thursday morning, too?
Yes, I'm Skyping in at our show. Okay. I'll pass on yours on Thursday.
Okay.
All right? Good. Thanks,
guys.
We'll
have fun down there. We'll see you.
Looking for the long Tracy Wolfson question. Because she starts asking him, and now I'm seeing Brady rub everybody's head. I think it's because he's so tall,
Drew. Yeah, see how he has to run his fingers through Robert Kraft's hair? Trainer's hair.
Kraft is short, Edelman's and so is Edelman. Oh, here we go.
It's sort of demeaning, actually, to those people, isn't it?
Let me do the break real quick first, because I have to have my full concentration on this bad question. Was it really that bad?
It was pretty bad.
Okay.
I'm glad he brought it up, because I think Brandon and I, we were talking about it last
night. Yeah, because first off, it took about 6 minutes just to get the question
out.
Yeah, because he just kept ignoring her. But.
All the hubbub where... She's completely buried by the crowd there.
Should have been taller.
Yes. Should have had someone taller in there. We're so pleased when people use our sponsors, and we've had a lot of success. In 2018, 50 of our listeners used Dr. Yaldo, and we're thrilled with the results. Robert said deciding to get LASIK was the best decision ever made. Boy, apparently there's no better decision than to get LASIK.
I was glad I got it done.
I wish I would have done it years ago. Lenora, without my glasses, all I could see were blobs of color. She sees green blobs when she sees Adam Levine.
And everyone else.
Now, no more dried-out contacts, no smudge-up lenses, no more paying an arm and a leg for either. And we could read many more. Custom LASIK and multifocal implants for people 50-plus are life-changing procedures, and no one in Michigan has done more of those than Dr. Yaldo. Freedom, lifestyle, convenience to read the tiny type, to see distant objects with HD precision without glasses or contacts. See Dr. Yaldo. The evaluation is free. Then there's a Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And then did I miss the – oh, there it is. Yeah. Zot Ford and Holly conducting their Key for Key event. Mask just turned some wheels out of there today. Ooh. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2018 or 19 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zot Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease no matter what you owe. This event features a straight fob-for-fob exchange. Give them the keys or fob to your old turd-mobile, and Zot Ford will provide you with the keys or fob to your brand-new Ford. Zot Ford will also make your first month's payment, so this is a nice way to have a little walking-around cash for a month. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. If you don't want to buy from that guy who waves his commission all the time, I'll try one of the lovely ladies that wave their commission, too, in sales. They're down for selling you a car, that's for sure. Only from our friends at dealsinthed.com. And something in there reminded me of the Michael Jackson deposition. Did anybody watch that besides me?
Yeah, we watched it.
Okay, when we get done with Tracy Wolfson's question, which might take a half an hour.
So creepy.
That is really interesting. But here's Tracy.
I mean, Tom, just congratulations. A tremendous effort by your defense, but that one drive to put it away with your trusty guys of Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman,
yeah,
and then
the
Sony Michelle punches it in to make the difference. Everyone's talking that this dynasty was declining. How satisfying after all the talk, and this season was this one.
You know, it was an unbelievable year. You know, probably, you know, we fought through it more so than anything, and it's unbelievable to win this game. They played so well. I mean, the Rams defense, they played their butts off. What a great defense. They had a great plan. They made it tough on every play. And we just kept fighting and finally got a touchdown, and the defense played best game of the year.
You fought down here to try and reach everyone, to give them that hug. Why was it so important, though, to you?
Kiss them on the
mouth. We've been this far and lost, which is really tough. And, you know, I think we had a lot of resolve the last couple weeks. And I wish we'd have played a little better on offense, but, you know, we won. I can't believe it. It's, you know, Super Bowl champs. So.
All week you've talked about you want to keep playing. You want to play till you're 45. You just won your sixth Super Bowl.
Yeah,
does that change anything at all?
It doesn't change anything. I can't wait to just spend some time with my family and my kids and my wife. And
boring.
Just, I couldn't do it without their support.
Gotta plug the kids and wife.
It's just been a great year. I'm so happy for my teammates. You know, this is a dream come true for all of us.
Well, congratulations. Thanks, go enjoy the victory.
Thank you.
All right.
Pretty lousy. Whatever.
During the scrum, you can actually see her face when they're doing the overshot, and she was so pissed when he just kept going to other people, hugging them, dropping that F-bomb.
Who gives a fuck?
Mussing up their hair.
I don't think... Have we seen anyone have to wait longer for the...
No. That's pretty bad.
I thought it was weird that they stayed with it.
It's almost like they didn't know
Jim Gray would have made his way through there.
Oh, great. No question.
Doggedly.
Yeah.
That's tough gig. Where is he?
He's around. He was just on the 30 for 30.
He was on, I think Sirius had a broadcast and Jim Gray was on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Jim Gray.
He's great. Yeah. You know, that Pete Rose thing set him back. What is...
Oh, the irony of all ironies when he got in a... Who was it that stonewalled him? Chad Curtis?
Chad Curtis, yeah, the child molester.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right.
But Jim Gray's worse.
I mean, I really got the impression that hurt him. Am I wrong about that? He confronted Pete Rose at the All-Star game.
It did seem like he kind of faded out from view.
He really did.
After that.
Maybe there was just a coincidence.
Pete, congratulations. It was quite an ovation.
Part Pete Rose, it was basically
decided. God damn it.
a big fake out.
He just had a great interview on after the box. What boxing fight was that? Was it Tyson Fury? I'll see if I can find it.
He's always great. No, there's nothing wrong with the guy. He's fantastic.
Why don't we see him on more things?
I don't know. I thought that athletes were mad at him, or at least baseball players were, because he confronted Pete Rose at the All-Star game, and we didn't need to see the interview. And after the game, they said, Chad Kirsten, just be respectful of Pete Rose. I really don't want to talk to you because of the interview before the game or something.
Yeah, we all decided.
Yeah, we all decided we're not going to talk to you. So they shut him out. So I thought maybe, because it did seem like he disappeared around that time.
Yeah.
It was weird. It's crazy.
I was really sad about Harrison Ford. in the Amazon commercial.
Yeah, that ad.
I don't think I saw the commercial. Should we run down the ad meter, by the way? What did he do in the commercial? I totally missed it.
It was just about him and his dog, and his dog had, an Alexa, and kept ordering dog food.
The joke was about all the errors that they've had with Alexa.
Yeah.
In other words, where it's not supposed to be, which I don't really understand the point of the commercial.
I didn't realize there were errors with Alexa.
There's not, but the
point
errors.
I would that out if I were Alexa.
But that's the point of the commercial. They weren't real errors. Like, they made a one that could interpret a dog, and it was Harrison Ford's dog, and he ordered a bunch of dog food.
Yeah. Which made me sad.
How low on the ad meter is that?
Very high, number two. Dog food.
Second worst?
Second best.
Second best?
Yes.
Wait, I thought you felt sorry for him, Trudy.
I just felt sad.
You thought it was dumb.
It may have been second best, but
it was pretty.
He didn't look great. Is it he was in, beneath is he, him?
Is he in trouble with Amy Schumer? She said, "Do not do Super Bowl commercials," and I assume Cap was on Team Schumer.
Sure.
Well, is Forrest Whitaker in trouble too? Because he was in that commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so. Were the girls from Broad City, which
Cardi B,
the girls from Broad City are in that commercial, and they have some of the same writers as the Amy Schumer show.
Wait, they have writers? I thought they all just lived that.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't understand why Cardi B turned down halftime in support of Cap, but she does a Super Bowl commercial, which she got paid a lot of money for, and she had Super Bowl gigs.
Yeah,
and she danced with a colluding owner, and then Rihanna on this Instagram post bitching out this guy who wanted to see the Super Bowl on a plane. So apparently we weren't allowed to watch it either, but oh well. I'll never understand all this.
Cardi B is making a crap load of money, so it's okay. Right?
Makes no sense. Yeah.
It's okay to get a paycheck, giant paycheck, if you're her.
I read a story today about all the people who work with Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Mm. Yeah.
So
at NARC?
Apparently, I know. Yeah.
69.
That is interesting. He's being called a snitch. I didn't realize the no snitching thing was still a thing. No snitching.
Sure. Snitches get stitches. Mm.
Well,
such a great little rhyme.
Between Tekashi 6ix9ine, XXXTentacion, R. Kelly, and I guess you can throw Michael Jackson in there. And you look at all the people who worked with these people and saw no problem with it. And then apparently playing the Super Bowl is worse than
totally
working
false.
With. I have trouble getting past this. Is this going to be a problem next year, too?
Hopefully.
By next year, it'll completely ruin the Super Bowl.
I want a good halftime act.
What's going on?
I found that halftime to be very entertaining because it was so terrible.
You know, that's true. We have talked about it.
You and I had a blast laughing at that thing.
Yeah, it was funny. It was amusing.
That guy and that lady dancing during the drone part.
Oh,
yeah.
That was weird. They were so into Maroon 5.
And each other.
What's the reason, the rationale for taking your shirt off? I know that that's a popular move among men who have great abs, but.
I think to show that shaming Janet Jackson was so wrong. I think that was the reason.
You have a lot of green blobs.
I guess because he knows chicks love him, I suppose.
Really? Who?
I don't know.
He's.
I thought, you know, it's funny. Adam Levine, I watched The Voice.
You like what you see, huh?
I watched The Voice. He seems like a really good guy.
Sure.
I've heard him on Howard Stern. I thought he was a good guy.
Whatever.
You know, as far as the band, to me, that's the worst thing about him.
Yes, by far.
Because he does seem like a decent guy. But I thought he looked like a child on stage. It just looked a little.
Because he was dancing like a white boy.
A little lame. Well, that didn't help. And he's pretending to play the guitar.
Yeah, that was really weird.
It was kind of embarrassing.
After he asked the audience, "Who wants to see me play guitar?" And then he shreds
everyone
into
said
that.
No one.
But then I was thinking, is he even really playing? Because wasn't the big controversy last year, the year before, was that the Red Hot Chili Peppers weren't playing their own instruments because they wouldn't let them play?
They said that.
So he probably was just faking that guitar solo.
Well,
yeah, probably.
You know what? I think what may have annoyed me is watching him on stage and the shirt coming off his arms. I feel like he's playing to the chicks.
Well, sure he
That's
is.
Why I like rockers.
Who said I was
rocking
tripping?
For me?
What was Hank Winchester's tweet, Brandon?
Well, Hank dug him.
That was hilarious. That made me laugh.
Oh, you know, it was something about.
Does he have any more clothes to take off or, well, at this, send this or something?
Yeah, it said like at this funny. Pace. At this pace. If the halftime show goes longer, he's going to be nude or something.
Someone else tweeted that.
Yeah, I did see that.
And then Hank wrote, "I'm hoping for an encore."
he sure made Chris Martin look better by comparison.
Hey, now.
You know? No.
Oh, Chris Martin?
Talk about Chris that way.
Chris Martin was, I think, the unfortunate victim of Bruno Mars because they were in the same Super Bowl halftime show.
And Beyonce.
And there's no, there really is no. What? Overcoming that.
I like Coldplay. Coldplay,
like,
you know.
I like him too. But
I've been reading about, you know, who gets the most streams on Spotify and places like that, because that's really the measure now. Mm-hmm. Nobody sells any records. And Coldplay is way up there. So Coldplay is extremely popular, and I think they have a lot more integrity than Maroon 5.
I think so too, but I feel like when he was on that stage, he looked, in comparison to Bruno Mars is just so hard to beat for showmanship. And
Bruno Mars gets a lot of shit too.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah.
Is he culturally appropriate?
Culturally appropriate for
black
people.
I'm not
going
to listen to anybody saying that somebody that I like should have shit anymore.
He's like
that's
eight
it.
Cultures.
I know it is kind of, it's really, I think it's getting old. I'm surprised we hear about it.
Oh, did you see who was mad about a cultural appropriation?
Who?
Very famous singer. Care to guess?
Was mad about cultural appropriation. You mean in the act last
Somebody's
night?
Somebody's claiming that she's having cult. No, this is totally unrelated.
She's having. Okay, while you're looking
dumb
for
in
that
fur coat.
Do we have Luke today?
Did I put him in?
Because all the commercials are in.
Is
here.
He before the stop list?
Did Denny bring him back?
Yes, he is. Okay. He is. Okay. Yeah, Denny brought him back. Finally, he did walk off with our commercials.
It was. Do you want to do Luke first? And I'll tell you who.
I'll do Luke. Yeah. Retirement is fast approaching for many of us, but deciding exactly when to retire can be a daunting task. You don't have to do it alone. Luke Nowacki would love to help you with your retirement plans or your financial plans. Maybe you haven't looked at your 401k lately and what it's invested in, or maybe you don't have a plan, or maybe you're just trying to put a little money away and invest it. That's why you want to call Luke Nowacki if you're not a person that likes to deal with this. Some people are just chased by numbers. They literally have a number umbrella up, like, I don't want to see it. I can't deal with it. Well, that's why you need someone like Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Or maybe you like the challenge of planning your future, but you like having a second opinion. Call Luke to discuss your retirement plans. Complimentary consultation, regardless of where you are in the process. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names. Products or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates. That's 248-663-4748. Who's mad?
Ariana Grande.
Oh, please. I thought she's the one always being accused of stealing.
That's what she's
when
mad about.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
TMZ put a story out that said Ariana Grande gets $1 million offer to remove Japanese barbecue grill tattoo. And she replied to the TMZ tweet, that story, "I'll give y'all $1 million to get off my nuts." That's what she tweeted.
Oh, gender appropriation.
So then...
nice comeback!
So isn't it kind of silly?
So then she tweeted, but
who
then...
why would somebody offer $1 million? Is it an Asian person?
I didn't bother reading the story. Let's see, who did offer? No one really offered her $1 million.
No.
Oh, a company called Laser Away. I mean, it's their way to jump in on the publicity train.
Wait, $1 million to remove it because they want publicity for their lasering?
Yeah.
I think Dr. Rush.
Laser Away is the nation's leader in laser tattoo removal. We know Ariana Grande has been grilled over the meaning of her new tattoo. So anyway, she then tweeted and later deleted.
Grilled.
I also went back and got it fixed with the help of my tutor to be more accurate. I can't read or write kanji, obviously. What do you want me to do? It was done out of love and appreciation. What do you want me to say? You know how many people make this mistake and don't care because they just like how it looks. Bruh, I care so much. Bunch of O's there. What would you like me to do or say? For real, in one word. And then in a separate tweet... she declared she stopped She stopped selling Japanese language merchandise over the backlash. There's a difference between
Oh, come on. Would you shut the backlash over her tattoo?
There's a difference between appropriation and appreciation, she added.
Japanese?
Oh, then there's a lot of other areas she can speak to as well, then, if she wants to go down that road.
My Japanese fans were always excited when I wrote in Japanese or wore Japanese sayings on my clothing. However, all the merch with Japanese is taken down for the site, and no, you cared to notice.
Can she be over? Can she somehow be over? Oh, God, she's such an idiot.
Why do they have to be fights picked over something as stupid as that, by the way?
She replied, this all started from a reply to a TMZ story.
Why would she reply to that? I mean, she's the idiot that got the tattoo.
She's a moron.
No more voice for you. No more voice for you. She's the one that made Pete Davidson want to leave the planet. No more voice for her. She's misused her voice. Why can't we kick people off social media that are dumb?
Yes, should be.
Okay, let's do that this year.
Oh, it would be such a pleasure, wouldn't it? Can you imagine how quickly people would be disappearing from social media if there was a no more voice for you rule? Like one bully, one troll.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
But then we wouldn't have a tweet about Jesse Smollett that she wrote. What happened to Jesse makes me really fucking sick to my stomach. I can't believe shit like this is still happening every day. What kind of world? Sending all my healing energy, love I possibly can, and hoping for change. What can we do? Tell me, and I'm there.
Oh, God.
Somebody tell her to do something. You should go do a duet with Jesse Smollett.
Go look at surveillance videos. See if you can find it.
She's sending all her healing energy and love. I'm sure that's going to really help anybody. It's like thoughts and prayers.
Healing energy and love. How does that travel? Is that like sunlight or?
I got to ask Ariana Grande. She also replied to another.
I just wonder how sincere she really is. I'm sure she feels bad about the attack if there was an attack, but is she really willing to do anything?
Well, if she is, I'm not going to challenge her sincerity. I think she probably is, but.
I think she was in the moment. Maybe she was a little whooped up.
Why don't you contact him? And tell him instead of fucking tweeting it.
I know. Isn't that one of the most annoying things?
I hate when
people wish family members happy birthday. And say, it's your fucking wife. Why don't you roll over and say happy birthday? I don't know. You're taking up space.
So then TMZ had another story. Ariana Grande sued over God is Woman music video to which she replied, who Ariana? Because they spelled her name wrong. apparently
bothered her. She was sitting on her phone all day responding to shit?
Probably.
Oh, my God. Well, okay.
What a disaster.
We're all now stupider for all of this.
I know. How often I feel that way. The Michael Jackson documentary.
When is it coming out? When can we see this?
April, I think.
Slow down. Let's go.
I know. Well, so many people that saw it at Sundance responded to it and were just really taken aback by it. I don't know, when a guy his age hangs out with 12-year-olds all the time, especially after he pays giant amounts of money.
Those are slumber parties.
Yeah, but still, if your slumber party costs you $22 million, I think you'd really tone down on the 12-year-olds. Or maybe mix some girls in there or something.
Paris Jackson has broken her silence.
Why can't you party with adults?
Exactly, because he didn't want to.
Yeah, well.
In this deposition that Daily Mail has a story today, because Michael Jackson and children is a topic again, and they put out a nine minutes of a deposition.
Not gay.
And it's, first of all, he's laughing at the beginning of it. He can't stop laughing. It's really strange. And it's very clear that his attorney is really trying to zorch some subject matter, like Jordy Chandler, the kid he paid $22 million to, doesn't want him asking anything about that. It's a suit involving Neverland employees who were let go, and they say they were threatened by Jackson about revealing certain things.
Oh, did he not have a non-disclosure? Is he like the last person on the planet?
I think he thought they were talking to the press, possibly.
It's BS. They made it up.
Anyway, they were let go, and it was a wrongful termination suit. And they also said that they witnessed certain things that they felt were inappropriate with children.
I have a heart, just feelings. I feel that when you do that to me.
So
it's
just
not nice. Don't do it.
Sorry.
Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
Of course.
Yeah, Drew.
Roll it from the beginning, because I think this is really strange.
I love that he's wearing the outfit.
He looks evil.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
No,
he's got that hat on, that fedora type hat.
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
There's nothing you can do.
Some chamomile tea over there that might settle it down. Of course, problem is it might put you to sleep. You're welcome.
You know, children act nervous. When they act nervous, they laugh. That's what children do.
In the latter portion.
I'm really shy. I'm embarrassed.
there were some allegations leveled at you concerning improper conduct with some young boys. I assume you're familiar with the fact that those allegations were raised. Is that right?
Yes.
In fact, there was ultimately at least two grand jury inquiries into that that I am currently aware of. Although counsel,
this is 1996, by the way.
Were you aware that grand jury investigations were conducted into those allegations?
Yes.
Did you know at the time that the grand jury was investigating these matters?
Slow down.
That they were, in fact, investigating. In other words, you didn't find out after it had completed. You knew in advance that people were being subpoenaed to testify.
In advance?
Yeah, poorly phrased. Let me rephrase it. It is my understanding that some of Neverland Valley Ranch employees were subpoenaed to testify
Neverland
before
Valley?
The grand jury.
Ranch?
What's that?
Do you
they make
know
ranch
that to
sauce.
Be the case as well?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the...
Why is he known in advance, by the way?
Jordy Chandler?
Uh-oh. Oh,
we're not going there.
Oh, the alarms go off now.
Don't answer.
He's starting to get hard.
We're not going to get into who he knows and doesn't know. If you want to ask a question, go ahead and ask it, but...
Yeah.
I believe this...
They argue about this subject for a long minutes.
Whether he knows of Jordy Chandler.
Right.
Well, it's kind of interesting, I thought, because, boy, they sure don't want him talking about Jordy Chandler.
He says, who?
We'll take him one by one.
Yet there's a million pictures of him and Jordy Chandler together.
And there's the $23 million check or $22 million check he wrote.
Who?
This is a deposition for a wrongful termination.
Yes.
So what does that, what does it matter?
Because these employees...
They were terminated for talking about it?
They were threatened... not to talk about certain things. And they said they saw things they thought were inappropriate with children.
Specifically that.
I don't know, you know.
At some depth, a deposition that was taken in the case of Jordy Chandler versus Michael Jackson given by Adrian...
Everybody still awake?
There are issues.
The thing that amazes me about this is here it is 1996. He's already paid this. He's already paid a few children off, including the one big one. I mean, he's really having financial issues because... this is expensive. This fucking around with 12-year-olds is costing him money. Not to mention his freedom is going to be called to question. And yet, after all this, he's still running around with 12-year-old boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gavin.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure my understanding is clear. Is it your position that you will instruct Mr. Jackson
covering
not
his
to
face.
Answer any questions that pertain to the issue of...
This is all fake acting like a child, like, I'm a child.
I think
Jordy
so.
Chandler, I am a child.
Or discovery in the Jordy Chandler
yawning.
Case.
Or it's because he's so rich.
Child molestation shit is really boring.
Or he's so rich that he just knows he's untouchable. But you said he had money trouble. Sorry, Jordy.
Well, he could always raise money, though.
Did you see when he yawned, though? He had to cover his face entirely because all of that plastic surgery or the putty or whatever it is.
His nose would pop off.
Exactly, Trudy. That's why he hid his face, because you can see he was playing with his nose.
Yeah.
Which is almost falling off.
And then if you yawn as a result of how boring it is being accused of pedophilia, then all that crap will just crack right off.
God, that nose is a mess.
His eyeliner looks wonderful, though.
Yeah, he doesn't look too bad. He's a few surgeries away from looking horrible, isn't he? I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah, and some propofol.
Looks pretty weird, but not that. Not as weird as he's going to look.
I've not asked about that issue until just now.
He's doing the Elizabeth Taylor eyebrows, too.
I love how affected he is when they bring up the molestation part. Directly ask him.
Jordan Chandler or his family on his behalf filed a litigation, a lawsuit against you.
Yes.
Okay. Were you aware that at some point in time in that lawsuit, Adrian McManus gave her deposition?
My name is McManus.
McManus.
He's not positive, he says.
Yen.
I stood dude.
How do you mean you're not positive? You don't know whether she gave her deposition or not?
Exactly.
Oh, he fucking knows. Of course he fucking knows.
If I understand it correctly, you are not going to allow me to go into any areas in connection with Brett Barnes.
McManus.
Brett Barnes.
Well, he covers his ears.
There's nothing I can think of, but if you... I'm not going to categorically say you can't ask anything about him, but...
I don't think there's anything relevant.
Well, you wouldn't.
I know.
You're a lawyer.
I don't know how you defend this guy, honestly. Do you suppose they believed him? Unless,
no.
Oh, check's cleared.
No.
There's an area that you believe is directly tied to the case.
Well, and forever, you're the guy that defended Michael Jackson, the biggest name in entertainment.
Is that Mesereau?
I don't think so.
Garagos? The name, the voice. I thought it was Garagos. The voice sounds very familiar. Apparently, he hadn't crossed any intellectual picket lines at this point of Jackson.
Michael's up in arms.
They asked him. Outraged. He molested Brett Barnes.
Do you know a person by the name of Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, I have all the footage.
He kind of looked like, yeah.
So you're going to let him answer questions about Macaulay Culkin?
Let him answer that one.
Macaulay will back him up.
To your knowledge, were you ever accused of having sexually molested Macaulay?
That's an instruction not to answer on that one.
He's yawning again. What's so funny? It's funny because he thinks it's consensual. That's why he's laughing. Slow down.
This is as good a copy of the document as I have available to me at this time. Let me ask you this. Do you recognize the handwriting on these two sheets?
Yes.
Do you know whose handwriting it is?
It's mine.
Do you know what these documents are?
Yeah.
What is this?
Crazy stories that people have created. Things I wanted to set straight in an interview.
Do you know with whom this interview was?
The next, yeah. I think it could have been Diane Sawyer, whatever the interview was that I wanted to do. I want to set the record straight. That if people hear a lie long enough, people believe it, that people have lied on me. I'm a black American and I'm proud of it.
What?
And I'm honored of it. The bleached skin rumor, which is a rumor, I don't bleach my skin.
What do you do?
Well, what does being a black American have to do with this, by the way? Because it seems to me he's getting lighter somehow.
Rumor, saying I didn't want
to. Do we know what he did to get lighter? Is it really vitiligo?
I'm not gay. Well,
what is it?
Vitiligo?
I'm not gay. Vitiligo? Is that real? I mean,
I'm not gay.
I never really knew what to make of
it. There are some photos that kind of back it up.
Don't judge a person unless you've spoken to them one-on-one.
Well, he may be wearing makeup.
Why wouldn't he wear the makeup to go to his original skin, where he's darker?
I can't make out this.
Like Lee, you know Lee.
Yeah, Lee Thomas
wears makeup on TV.
He's got vitiligo. To love the children and be like children.
Listen to what Jesus said.
And be innocent and be pure and honorable. He was talking to his apostles.
Talking about.
And they were fighting over who's the greatest among themselves. And he said, whoever humbled yourself like this child is the greatest among
them. Oh, so the Bible is backing him up.
He always surrounded himself like with children. And that's how I was raised, to believe and to be like that and to imitate
Janet doesn't hang around with 12-year-olds.
I don't know what you're turning to God. I made a list of
I don't think Tito hangs out with 12-year-olds. I don't think Jermaine does.
LaToya?
I don't think so.
Because you get to a point where you get tired of people lying. I get tired of situations like this.
I wonder why they always say the same thing about you and little kids, little boys.
Kieran Culkin would sleep on this side. Macaulay Culkin's on this side. His sister's in there. We're all just jamming the bed. And we wake up like dawn and go in the hot air balloon. You know, we have the footage. I have all the footage.
It's not right, Michael.
It's not right, Michael. Martin Bashir. Why couldn't he still be doing news?
Yeah, what happened to Bashir Martin?
I don't know.
He actually had the nuts to stand up and say, that's not right.
Yeah.
So Paris Jackson's very upset now.
Of course.
Oh, she triggered. She okay?
She's mad at Macaulay Culkin because Macaulay was around when all these allegations were going on. And he won't do anything about it. He won't defend Michael.
Isn't that her godfather?
Yeah.
Why is it Macaulay's job to do that?
Because people believe Macaulay Culkin, so Paris is very upset.
Shouldn't Paris be glad he's just keeping his mouth shut about her?
If I could do maybe one No More Voice for you, I think it would be Paris Jackson. What? I think it might be Paris
tough
Jackson.
Call to
I know, it's a really hard call to make.
That is tough.
Anybody want to check in on that? If you could eliminate one person's voice.
10 minutes ago, it would have been Ariana Grande.
I know, it would have been. I would have wasted my one, and here Paris Jackson comes up. Damn it. Boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But if we were to all stand up united as one, our impact, it would be huge. Believe me, huge. And that's not fake news. We must show these Nazi white supremacist jerks in Charlottesville and all over the country that as a nation with liberty as our slogan, we have zero tolerance for their violence, their hatred, and their discrimination.
Boy, she's really putting herself out there on that one.
Yeah.
That's one of those things the country's very divided on. Nazis.
Don't do
it. Funny that the crowd gets that excited.
Yeah. I mean, but
young people love, I'm convinced they love lectures. I think they like it.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I
think they like this idea of people fighting each other on social media. And
I guess,
somebody
probably.
Just being.
If you grew up with it, I guess you would think it's a way of life, I suppose.
Well, you baby boomers left the world in such a disarray for that.
I know. We really fucked everything up.
They have to set everything straight.
We sucked up all the wealth, all the resources.
Good job, guys.
Sorry.
Well, interestingly.
Did you read that millennial article?
Yeah, I was just looking at it.
I only highlighted the really annoying ones.
Millennials tell us the one thing they bring back from childhood. Poor millennials. Boy, they're just always getting the shit beat out of them.
But
they've killed motorcycles now. I read that last week.
If you heard a question like
motorcycles.
That.
They killed tuna fish, remember? They
couldn't
get cans open.
Harley Davidsons.
They don't have a can opener.
They killed raisins. Did you read that
raisins
one a couple weeks
rule,
ago? They killed
man.
Raisins because they don't like raisins.
Oh. That's bullshit.
You don't like raisins. I don't like you.
I don't like these millennials.
You're one of them.
Articles. I love raisins. I eat raisins. I got 2 bags of raisinets at the house right now. I got
ooh,
4 cans of tuna fish.
God, why don't you bring them next?
Tyler.
That's
so good.
Again, millennials, like all of us, there's something you miss from your childhood.
But when you heard a question like that, when you think of, like, I don't know, baseball cards. Like, I love the baseball cards.
I might
cards
think of
cards.
Making creepy crawlers in the little molds, you know.
Yeah, things like that.
Or, when Pong came out, it was like the first video game.
Yep.
That was fun.
Yep. In television.
Playing Little League. I didn't think of a lot of things.
What do millennials think?
Kickball.
Getting high. let's see what Tyler says.
That can happen in adulthood.
Yeah. But the first few
why
times
that?
A lot of fun. Maybe I didn't realize at the time, but looking back, I miss how so many things were the first time I did that thing. I went into things not comparing them to anything. Living in the moment.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
Living in the moment with an ebb. There's something sad about childhood. Like, I'll go on vacation now and be like, the beach with Dicer in Panama, then here. How shitty is that? Never had those thoughts as a kid.
Oh.
Well, then you just grew up to be an asshole.
Tyler's so.
Right? If you're comparing the beaches?
Yes.
So your parents had nicer vacations than you did as a young adult.
Yeah,
that's kind of normal.
Because you boomers ruined
it.
So Tyler can't go on a nice vacation.
Except his parents.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Wouldn't your parents have more resources than you do when you're 25?
Yeah, you guys took it all.
Should you expect to go to the nicest beach when you're 25 as opposed to when your parents took you to when they were.
The Fire Festival. I think he's all in for that.
That's true.
It wasn't real, but.
Maybe that's what he's talking about. Peter's 29. He says, the optimism of the 90s. I hate to hop on the 9/11 changed everything trade, but I can distinctly remember an emotional shift in how the adults in my life viewed the world and my own experiences in it. I think there was less ironic cynicism about the state of the world, and the ability to fix the compounding problems of the world seemed
what
more
are you talking about?
Than our grasp.
So basically, everything got serious.
I wish you could
now.
Just shut your big yapper!
For example, the Kyoto Protocol seemed like something we could actually beat. The systemic poverty was something we could eradicate.
The Kyoto Protocol?
Peter, $20.
I have a feeling he went
shut it!
On one of those deep rabbit holes on Wikipedia and just read about the Kyoto Protocol and just to throw it in there. What the fuck is the Kyoto Protocol?
So I have no idea what he's talking
about. I'm looking
about.
It up.
But Peter's 29 years old. So.
It's an international treaty that I should have known it would have been climate change related.
Yeah. My answer was not deep at all. Mark asked me. I just said Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. There are no...
The Wacky Rices were cool.
Wacky Races.
Wacky Races were awesome.
With your bowl of cereal.
They blow now.
I like to Dastardly. Ed Buttley.
Buttley.
How do you spell that?
With an M. Buttley.
Buttley.
Here's Bailey is 26. Bailey says, Ibis with an M. Ibis when bread was still good for us.
When bread was still good for us?
Wait, but if it's not good for you now, it couldn't have been good for you then.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure
what Bailey's generation communicates in symbols oftentimes, or the rest of us use words.
That's Gen Z, all right? That's not millennials.
Same difference.
Batty is 33. That's Batty with an M. Batty says, never thinking about the amount of toilet paper I have.
Batty. It's someone that got it right. That's true. Just there just always was toilet paper.
Then there's Dylan. God, I wish my name was Dylan. Why can't I be Dylan?
Dylan! You son of a bitch.
Dylan! You son of a bitch.
Dylan is probably very deep because he's named after Bob Dylan.
Probably. No, he's named after Dylan from...
Oh, from 90210?
No, from
Dylan! Predator. You also son of deep. A bitch.
Is it Carl Weathers?
Don't you think he was named after Dylan from 90210, possibly? Or he would be too old? Dylan played by... Who played Dylan? It was...
Luke.
He spoke
Luke
in a Perry. Whisper. Luke Perry.
If there was some smack, I would do it right now.
Do we have Dylan
you're
drop?
Addicted.
Do we have Dylan's... The cocaine episodes of 90210 were by far the best! Oh my God, was that great! Jenny Garth became a cokehead?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Awesome! And then, Dylan got into heavy drugs also.
Wow.
I think he went to rehab on 90210. The Peach Pit has a rehab room. Step over here for some rehab, Dylan. Okay, so Dylan says, I miss all the people you know and love being in the same place so you can visit or not, as you like. It feels much harder to find time to see or keep in touch with casual acquaintances as an adult.
Wait, you mean you miss school?
I think he misses school.
Where everybody was all together.
Yeah.
When you're in a nuclear family, Bob and Dad are there, sis, bro.
Or they don't want to be around you
they're
anymore.
They're in the same place. And he loves being in the same place. So you can visit or not as you like. He said, go to his room if he felt he did not want to visit. He finds it hard to keep in touch with casual acquaintances as an adult. So that's Dylan.
Sad.
I'm not going to the hospital. I go to meetings, I talk to people, but I handle it myself.
I'm not so sure of that.
You're not so sure.
Drug.
Is that what you want, all of you? Are you sure? Can you fix my problem?
LSD,
because I can do that. I can go to rehab. I can do 2 weeks in rehab, standing on my head.
Do it. Go. That's what they want.
What you got to be ready for is a result of your little experiment when I get out, because you know what I think you're going to see?
What?
Get him out of here.
I think you're going to see that you all need me to be sick. Yeah, because that way, you look a lot better. See, your lives, they all look perfect and shiny, but only compared to my pathetic little existence, right?
Oh, my God. He's so
deep. I'm sick of giving you the satisfaction.
Dylan.
Yeah, I'll go.
All right, jeez.
Yeah.
Saved us a whole minute there,
grab
Dylan.
Grab the bag.
You would have just said that in the beginning.
You son of a bitch.
I just like where he says if there was heroin, he would do it.
No, I'm looking for that one.
Meanwhile, Rose is 29 years old. Rose says she misses dick pics not being a thing. I also miss...
Wait, she misses something that isn't.
Exactly. I also miss proper plans in advance, not just I'll text you tomorrow and we'll beat up, but having an actual time and place decided on days ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Billy Talent. Who's Billy Talent?
I have no idea.
That's 29-year-old Rose. And then just to hear...
Oh. Billy.
Billy Talent's a band.
Oh.
That's a band?
Yeah.
Are they not together anymore? So Rose apparently can't see Billy Talent.
No, they're still together. They just don't have any good music anymore.
Mm. Oh.
Sorry to hear that. Very disappointed, Rose.
Nursing supervisor to 7 West. Nursing supervisor to 7 West.
Dylan's in a hospital bed.
This is very emotional.
Cocaine edition?
You don't look so good yourself. That's because I was up on that wine about your shirt, but
I love his voice.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Dave.
Who the fuck's Gina?
Oh, I'll let you two.
It's kind of a walk-on character.
Get out of the hospital room.
Just ask Regina, baby.
She's a receptacle for Dillard. Temporary receptacle.
You know, sometimes the...
There it is.
The things that you think matter...
This can be heavy.
They really... They don't.
Wow.
And, wow. The things that you take for granted, like your friends, they...
Friends you burned.
Are you okay?
Shut up. A new place to live, huh?
So guy that brought guns and drugs to the house needs to start looking.
Oh, no.
Dillon!
That's for the other guy.
They slow down.
One that's so honest he'd rip your heart out and so loyal he'd die for you.
Dillon!
He can stay.
Oh, good.
This is heavy.
Don't forget about this, Dylan.
This is clear as day. He's doing smack.
Don't party, Dillard. Don't do it.
Holding it. Oh, he kissed his hand.
Hot. Are they baking out?
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
What? Oh, my God. I forgot how bad this show was.
Dillard!
But he speaks in a whisper because he speaks with authority.
DJs who want to take their finals, this will do the trick.
I don't know, man. What does it do? Everything.
Oh, I forgot David got addicted to drugs, too. Brian Austin.
And Kelly, wow. Jenny Garth. She had a coke problem.
It's like they had things to run out. They ran out of things to write about at 9:20.
They were worried she was going to die because I think she was with a dealer and nobody knew where she was.
Oh,
and
no.
The person was a dealer of cocaine.
Are you saying they put a cocaine seller in the house?
A very dangerous person. I know a deal like cocaine is dangerous. So anyway, Adina is 23.
Come on, man. Come on, Dylan. Hey.
It's passed
come
out.
On, wake up. Wake up. Hey, come on. Come on, let's walk around a little bit here, huh?
I think you're partying.
He's taking time.
Ooh, whoa.
What do you think I did? I was asleep. Must be a heavy sleeper. It took me 2 minutes to wake you up.
Two?
Very tired.
Don't act like you don't know about
shooting up the house.
Is he supposed to be in high school?
Yes.
What house? This is my house. I've got a house.
He's got his own house.
Where's my gun? Look,
Dylan,
I know Kevin and Suzanne ripped you off, man, but you gotta get over it.
Yeah, I'll get over it first thing in the morning.
Is that panty waste?
All right, fine then. Jason don't get Breasley. Over it, but do something besides just right. getting wasted every day. I mean... What are you saying, man? That there was never anything more to you than money? Don't come over here after 2 months and start analyzing me. What do you know? How do you get so wise to come over here?
Get out of here.
Who gives a fuck?
You live at home. You live the most common existence of anybody that I know of, and yet you'll come in here and tell me that you have some ideas to what I'm going through, man. You have no idea.
Oh, Dylan. Whoa.
Turn this around, man. This ain't about me.
Yeah. It's
not never about you, is it, Brandon? Brenda's got guts, man. She had the guts. She moved away to another continent just to get away from you.
Really?
Bye, Brandon.
Dylan, at this point in time, I'm about the only friend you got. Are you sure you want to do this?
Brandon. Okay.
May the bridges I burn light the way.
Oh, Brandon was
what? What?
That is the ultimate what? So deep.
Wow, who wrote that? Gun.
If you walk out of here with it, I'll call the cops myself.
Later deserves a raise.
Go ahead. My license number is 35503. You want me to write it down?
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
Just get out.
You're going into a rehab.
Get out!
Whoa.
Wow. That's sad to see that happen between those two.
I wonder how he summoned up the emotion for that scene. When he yells, get out, I wonder what he's thinking about. He must have been yelling at someone in an earlier life. Or earlier in his life.
Bye, Brandon.
Adina is 23 years old. And... by a child imagination alive. I'm constantly fighting to keep it alive. I believe it's possible to have that creative, awe-inspired dreaminess carry with you over time, but it could take work and practice. Children have such a remarkable ability to animate any object.
Oh, God.
Anything can be a toy. Anything and everything is magical with them. Everything and everyone could be your best friend. Also, I wish I didn't know what a computer was. Adina? 23 years old.
What a computer was.
Oh, Anita. You don't mean that.
Anita has a childlike, a magical imagination, and she struggles with that.
Magical.
Anything and everything is magical. Everything and everyone could be your friend. She's so deep.
God, they worry about too much stuff.
Well, it really does sound like they feel bad that they're not kids anymore. That yeah. they're not children yeah. and
people
someone
is taking care of them.
Taking care of them, yes. Yeah. So I think being an adult is rude.
I think you should have highlighted Sab.
What is Sab?
Sab misses Biddy Golf with an app. Biddy Golf.
Wait, Biddy Golf is still around.
It's still there. Yeah.
It is an undeniable strange pastime, but somehow Biddy Golf has the power to bring a lot of diverse people together in a relatively neutral arena.
What?
When I was Biddy Golfing on my birthday, I could invite different friend groups and not worry about anyone feeling
you still could
about it.
You could still do that.
When my dad and my brother and I went, there was an odd sense of peace there. For 18 holes, we had precise goals, and conversation didn't stray from our little strategies and putter strokes. Some of the first boy-girl parties I went to involved Biddy Golf, as though it were some sort of stress-free, gender-inclusive environment.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
What? Sam? Sam, what the fuck are you talking about? Mini-golf being gender-inclusive? So what, real golf is too dude-oriented?
I guess. I don't. In his mind.
There's lots of lesbians on the golf course in real life.
Not a bad golfer.
But mini golf still exists.
Oh, I worry
about
people.
Zoo's mini golfing almost. What are we? We sometimes go like twice a week or three times a week with the Tartaglias.
That was inclusive.
Oh yeah,
with the Tartaglia twins.
Oh boy,
yeah,
the Tartaglias.
We just fought the whole time
in their adult lives.
Right.
I was on that draft team with the Tartaglia.
Right. I don't remember which Tartaglia. He did a lot of research. He had a binder.
It was Randy. Yeah,
he was intense.
Randy. He was intense.
He was killing it. He was pumped.
I hope he has fond memories of
that was wild.
Biddy Golf.
Hey, we got to call Spike King.
Oh, my God.
That's
right.
Spike King time, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Have you had contact with him, Brandon?
Yeah, briefly today.
Spike King had that greatest hits Instagram post, which
yep.
I thought was pretty good. He's editing his Instagram now?
Hey, he's big time. Maybe he has an editor.
And I saw his Friday appearance where he spikes the predictor's hat because he predicted the Rams. Only to see the guy put on the Patriot hat and ride the wave!
Ride the wave.
Hall Financial Hotline is either opened or about to be opened, I think.
I opened it.
You did open it, okay. Now, why didn't I hear that? Was it a long time ago?
No, it was a minute ago.
Eli?
Oh!
Eli was via Skype.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Why don't we sponsor that?
That does not cover the sponsors. Yeah, we should sell it separately.
I'll go in a different room in Skype on days we don't have anyone to Skype with.
Crank it when he answers. Of the world.
Unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable. The New England Patriots are your Super Bowl 53 champions.
Just like Spike the tattoo
King.
Says.
What was the loudest response to any play during the game yesterday? What were you most pumped about? The Gronk catch?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that like kind of final drive when it was 10-3 and they had a couple runs. I was just actually rewatching the game, and it's just those couple runs by Burkhead and Sony that just go right up the middle and go down. It's just great to see Edelman win the MVP yesterday. A quick, funny story about that. I thought he was going to win the MVP, too, as like a hot take. I saw Ty Law on Saturday, and I introduced him to my other buddy.
Wait, where was this hot take? Where did the hot take take place?
The hot take, I mean, it was just that Edelman winning the MVP. I mean, everyone's been always asking, who do you think this or that? I just figured that he's been grinding all season. He absolutely deserves it. He's come back from that injury. I know he had that little suspension at the beginning, but he's been the most reliable guy for Brady all season.
Yeah, he's been fantastic.
But,
he had a great game.
I just want to tell you that Ty Law also picked him, and the odds for Edelman to win MVP were plus 4,500. Ty Law just won 10 bands last night, too, so he was excited about that at the after party.
Wait, so what I'm gathering from this story is that you hung out with Ty Law.
I mean, me and Ty Law kind of go back a bit to March when I started doing a lot of the social media stuff. I found him, and he reached out to me. We ended up meeting up, and, you know, Ty Law in person is so awesome. He's like one of your friends, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, too. This has just been a crazy week for me, but I've tried to help him with social media or try to push him and the whole Hall of Fame thing. I keep posting about it all the time throughout the year, when I saw him Saturday night after he got the, you know, selected into Hall of Fame, he was doing like a little party with his friends and family. I was there and he embraced me with the biggest hug and just said a couple words in my ear that I don't really want to tell anybody else. It was just more of the something very, very special.
What, is
I
this,
never
would
thought
you say,
in my life.
Was this like the end of Lost in Translation when Bill Murray whispers into, what's her name, ScarJo. ScarJo's yeah. ear, and she
we'll
won't reveal
know.
It. So we'll never know what Ty Law
no,
whispered in your ear?
No, it's something that's got to stay between me and him because, you know, all the work that has been put in, and just to be in this moment, I'm very blessed and fortunate, but, you know, just to have someone that I've looked up to when I was a kid when they won the first Super Bowl, and I said I was.
Oh my God!
Now,
he's so deep.
This sounds bigger than Bill Murray and ScarJo.
I'm sure he just said ride the wave.
Hey, out there, I have 3-time Super Bowl champion and now Pro Football Hall of Famer Ty Law.
This is not about me. This is about us. This is about New England. This is about Alabama. This is about University of Michigan. I couldn't have been here without the journey. So,
Spike King, too.
Thank you. I appreciate you. This man right here, he got me on his social media. I've never done it before in my life, so he is responsible for me talking to everybody. I just want to say thank y'all. Thank you, man. Always love.
Oh, best friends. Look at that.
Now,
whoa.
Spike King,
have
wait,
you
told...
Wait, I want to see if the whispering's carried here.
Let's go! Everybody,
no whisper.
There was no evidence of the whispering.
Now, since he's never been on,
it's off camera, guys. Sometimes we don't need to post everything on Instagram.
Oh, right? Really? Oh,
okay.
Sometimes things gotta stay off Instagram.
Wow.
Huh.
That's quite a pairing, you guys. There.
It's your song now.
Yeah.
Careless whisper. Good call.
Spike King, what are you doing in the parade on Tuesday then? Are you going to ride in one of the cars in the processional?
So I'm a little screwed. I didn't book my flight until Wednesday to get back.
Oh, no.
I have a flight tomorrow at 5 a.m. So cross your fingers that I get on this flight. It's really busy at the airport. I would land in Boston at 10 a.m. I will drop my bags off, and I will be right at City Hall for the parade. I'm not that big enough to be on the duck boats, but maybe next year, maybe if I continue going forward.
Rent a car, start driving now. How long does it take to drive from Atlanta?
I think it's like a 19-hour drive.
Maz did it.
Oh, you could do that. You'd be there guaranteed to be there tomorrow morning.
I was up to the after party until about
Uber.
Four in the morning.
Whoa.
I had to recover.
Uber and send Ty Law the bill.
Uber, yeah.
I'm surprised Spike King has a voice today, to be honest. Yeah. I saw you on, it was a Good Morning Football where you spiked the host's hat. Was it Sean somebody?
Yeah, that's Kyle Brandt.
Oh, Kyle Brandt, that's right. You spiked his Rams hat, and he decided to ride the wave because his hat was out of action.
Yeah.
It was exciting. It was at the end of the show,
too. You know
too.
What was cool, too, is that Nate Burleson, I know I ragged on him a lot this year. That's the reason why I kind of was on Good Morning Football. He kind of got me on there, gave me like a little 15 minutes of fame for that moment. After yesterday's game, Nate Burleson went on his Instagram in his story, if you guys find it, and he actually gave me a shout out and said, "Hey, Spike King, I gotta give you a shout out. Ride the wave, baby. You guys deserve it. Go have fun." So I like that little tip of the cap right there.
Wow, that's really cool. Well, where does Spike King go from here? Because I think you've proven you're a young talent. You've got some hot takes. Where does Spike King go next?
So, you know, my next thing right now is I'm heading over to Arena Football with the Massachusetts Pirates. They're located out of Worcester, Mass., and I'm going to be their official MC during the year, getting the crowd hyped up, doing a lot of that. So I'm actually going to start working more and try to be more professional in terms of a sports organization. I know they're not one of the top four sports in the state Boston area, but you know what? They're opening up their arms to try to get more well-rounded. It gives me off-season content. It gets me something to do, and you never know that if I can continue building myself, a dream would be to work with the Patriots. But like I said, I want to get into Boston sports media. I want to keep growing as a whole. Celtics will playoff run is going to end up coming up, too. I'll be doing that. So, you know, I'm not just Patriots-related. I'm just who I am out there and just having fun.
What's Spike King's following at, Brandon, for Instagram?
He's up a few thousand since we first talked to him. I want to say it's over 20 now.
Whoa, over 20 grand.
Yeah, we've been slowly growing. You know, again, a lot of people just lurk on my page. They might not want to follow me, but they keep tabs of what's going on. And, you know, it's not about the following per se. It's just about, you know, the people that want to work together as a whole and the resources that you find out there. Like you guys having me on all week. I'm sorry I couldn't talk the other day. I know you tried to call me in, but, you know, that's all the love. And I got your T-shirt and hat. It just came in the other day, by the way.
Right, so
I'll be repping that on my way back to Boston tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's worthy of a post.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so to follow Spike King on Instagram, is it The Spike King?
At The Spike King, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, The Spike King.
Well, you need those follows. I mean, it's great that people are checking up on you, but they should follow you, man. You get that following up. That's huge.
Where did you watch the game, Spike King?
So, yesterday, I mean, I didn't have a ticket into the game. I couldn't pull enough strings to get in there, and I also wasn't going to drop like $4,000 to get in there. But I did get I went down to the area. I was walking around, and I got a phone call from Fado in Midtown. They said, hey, we need the Spike King to be there because we know that you're going to do a couple videos and this and that. People are going to see it. It's going to give them some recognition as well. So they ended up working out a deal with me, and they said, come up there. We'll take care of you. So when I was there to watch the entire game, I was the MC of the party, too, getting on the microphone, getting everyone hyped up and excited. So, you know, that's why I spent my time there.
Can you reveal what that deal was that you worked up?
It's undisclosed. I cannot reveal that.
It's like the Whisper.
I have a feeling
a
Spike,
box, man.
I have a feeling Spike King got a few free beers out of this.
Yeah,
hopefully.
No, a little bit more than that.
Oh, okay.
I'm very happy.
Some wings?
I mean, I was very happy and fortunate. So.
Cool. Well, Spike King, you really performed this year, and I'm thinking the Patriots are going to make the Super Bowl next year because they always seem to make it. So hopefully you can provide us with coverage and be our Patriots correspondent if needed during the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe like on a weekly basis we can do something like that. A lot of people have been asking me, are you going to get a Super Bowl 54 tattoo? And I think I'll hold off for a little bit on that one.
Yeah, I thought it would have been cool to get one today just to keep the publicity going.
Just to keep it good.
Well, wait till it dies down a bit.
Because then it kind of ruins the publicity, too, because then they're like, oh, this guy's just going to keep doing this. But, you know, let me just keep riding the wave on this one and just keep building it for the future, man. I can't wait to get back in Boston. I can't wait to see everybody back home, all my friends and family, and just celebrate with them up there. I have another couple days off of work, so we're going to keep this party going when I get back to Boston.
Whoa. Are you running out of vacation time?
a little bit. I'm going to have to start going to work soon and build that back up. They take care of me.
What's your straight job?
You won't tell us. Along with the
Whispers. I'd rather not say as well either. I like to keep some things in private I work.
But
what sort of
business is it?
I work in the law enforcement.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, that's cool. Kind of broad, but that's what, yeah. Huh. Hmm.
Did you pull Portnoy out of the
Super Bowl? I'm a cop, you idiot!
Portnoy. You know what? So I can understand that he got kicked out of the Super Bowl. It's kind of stupid. You pay the money to go in, but and they really have a vendetta against him, and I understand why, but he got kicked out of the after party, which I was very, very surprised because that's Patriots. It's a Patriots organization party, not really an NFL party, per se. So
I was surprised
that at least Robert Kraft or someone couldn't have just said, no, he's all set, he can stay. So, I mean, for him, that's any publicity is good for publicity. Because if he's in there, he can say, hey, I got in here. If he gets kicked out, he can say, hey, I got kicked out. Look at me. It's bad. So
he got kicked out of the Patriots party?
Yes, after party.
Got kicked out of the Patriots after party. I actually didn't get to see him there. I wish I did, but he got kicked out of there as well. I just found out a little bit earlier today.
Were you thinking about trying to pull some strings with your newfound power to keep him in the party?
If I knew he was there, I would have pulled some strings for him.
Oh,
but, you know, I want to say something about yesterday's game really quick that I don't know if it's been talked about yet, but one of the biggest mistakes that Sean McVay made was right before halftime. The Patriots were on the 2-yard line with about 20 seconds to go, and the Rams had 2 timeouts. So Brady had to kneel the ball and go at the 1-yard line, and the Rams didn't use those timeouts. Yep. They could have had them pinned on the 1-yard line. They would have had to do it again, had them on the half-yard line. Like it would have got them to maybe close to a safety. So I think that's just bad coaching on McVay's part, and I think he was really rattled out there. Props to the defense on the Rams to hold it together to only have the Patriots score 13 points. But again, credit to the Patriots defense, something that they've been crapped on all season, and they came out and they shut the Rams down completely. So, you know, they deserve all of that, man. They deserve it. And Edelman as the MVP, it's great great time in Boston. The drought's over. What, it's been 90 days since the championship in Boston. You know, we all feel relieved up there, I'm sure. So
90 days.
Maybe there'll be another one in June. Spiking,
what about the halftime show? You've yet to comment on the halftime show.
I 100% did not watch the halftime show. And you can fill me in on what happened. I'm really not a big fan of the halftime show and the commercials. And plus, during halftime, you know, you're catching up on beers, you're talking to people and stuff like that, too. But what happened? Can you fill me in?
It was boring.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
You didn't miss anything.
I know
you love
much.
Maroon 5,
exactly.
But...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't miss much. It's not a big deal.
No, you didn't miss a thing. There weren't many good commercials, either, to be honest. I don't know. I think you played your cards pretty well. Listen, we'll be in touch, Spike King. Keep up the good work and keep us posted on what you're doing.
Absolutely. Much love, guys. Thank you so much for checking in on me. We're still alive, baby. Super Bowl 53 champions. It's not a prediction. It's a fucking spoiler.
We'll see you, Spike King.
See you later, guys.
Adios.
He's great.
Like he's generating off-season content for.
I know, it's great.
Wow.
The Worcester or the Massachusetts? What are they? The
Arena Football.
Do they play in the Worcester Centrum? I bet you they do.
I don't know.
Sure, probably. How many other venues would there be for
in Worcester?
Not that many. I wasn't aware they had an arena team, but he'll fire up the crowd.
Oh my God, no doubt. Yeah. Spiking things all over the place. The DCU Center, I guess, is where they play.
The DC? I don't know what the hell that is.
Do you know there's another pro football league that starts Saturday?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, the one, remember how they were bringing back the XFL?
Yeah.
And then Don Olmeyer's like, I'm going to do one too, but I'm going to do it a year earlier. That's this one. And it's, I believe the first game's on CBS this Saturday.
CBS again?
Really?
Yeah.
They own all football.
Let me see.
Do you think it'll do well?
Nah, I don't know. There's nothing going on right now. It's called the Alliance of American Football, so it's got a terrible name.
Who are the teams?
Oh, they're...
Team names. Come on, hit me with team names.
All right, hang on.
Is there a Detroit franchise?
No, they're all in the South.
Oh.
Which is probably smart because...
It's the Hillbilly League.
Well, just the fact that, you know, it's cold out.
Sure.
I don't even know who's even on...
Who the hell they are.
Is even in the league. Like, what players?
Hey.
All right, here's your teams. You ready?
Okay.
Bill Polian's involved. Huh? Okay. The Atlanta Legends.
Okay.
The Birmingham Iron.
Iron?
What?
Memphis Express, coached by Mike Singletary.
Wait, is that because FedEx is there?
Probably.
That is the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
You can't have any sort of like mascot, like, you know, you can't have any Native American things or anything like that named after
right.
any.
You're right. They're all very bland names.
Starting a fresh league.
General.
The Orlando Bathing of Apollos. The Orlando Apollos. Coached by Steve Spurrier.
Steve Spurrier?
The Arizona Hotshot Boys. The Arizona Hotshots.
Oh, Hotshot Boys.
Hotshots.
They're Hotshots. Coached
Hotshot Boys.
Coached by Rick Neuheisel.
Wait, are they really the Hotshot?
No, they're just the Hotshots.
Do we have the Hotshot drop? I always love that drop.
Yeah. Then there's the...
That's the Hotshot Boy.
Salt Lake Stallions.
Oh. Salt Lake Stallions?
Coached by Dennis Erickson.
Dennis Erickson, of course, famous for... Was it called the Washington Huskies?
In the University of... Begins with an M, Miami.
Oh, he was at Miami for a while. That's true.
The San Antonio Commanders, coached by Mike Riley. Remember Mike Riley?
Is that Oregon State, I believe?
Yep, in Nebraska.
And he went to Nebraska. Things fell apart there.
The San Diego Fleet.
Fleet?
As in military, you know.
Oh, the Fleet.
Coached by Mike Martz.
Mike Martz? Yes. Really? Boy, these are some pretty good retreads, I have to say.
They're big names, yeah. Bill Polian's involved in it.
Coaching staffs are impressive.
Troy Polamalu's involved. It'll fail.
Troy Polamalu.
Did at the risk of a thanks for listening to the podcast. Because I got halfway through yesterday's show. The Kwame and Christine podcast revelations.
Brandon brought that up today. And I was wondering, did you find any audio from Crimetown?
The Click on Detroit story has audio. It's a Kevin Dietz story, so Dietzy.
D
Do they have
investigating?
They have just that little bit of audio, or is there significant audio?
That's where he's talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
We were in high school together, and I thought she was cute, but she wouldn't fuck him back then.
Gross. Let me come up then. Put my beef in your taco.
Put a ring on it or nothing.
That ultimately toppled his.
He can be a little more loosey goosey now about all this.
Also yeah. Opening up with hell insights yeah. From a tumultuous time in the city.
There was always the guilt and this is wrong thing. Hmm. Oh, but it does feel that whole, so it feels so right, but it's so wrong.
What?
Brand new interviews with a national podcast on moving
damn that. I don't want to be
scandal
right.
That shook Detroit.
Tonight, local Ford defender
it
Kevin Beach
on.
Takes us inside okay, the scandal.
DT.
Ha ha. A national podcast called scandal. Crime Town is focusing its second season on corruption in Detroit. From the Coleman Young era to the Kwame Kilpatrick era. The producer is scoring exclusive new interviews.
Ooh.
Most recent episode is called The Affair, and it has Kwame Fair. Kilpatrick, Carlita Kilpatrick, and Christine Beattie opening
damn
up
that.
Like never before.
I want to hear that episode.
Kwame Kilpatrick was convicted of racketeering and sentenced to 28 years behind bars.
Love you.
Now, he's suddenly speaking out in a lengthy podcast interview. And the former Detroit mayor and his mistress aren't holding anything back.
Make it
from
happen.
The first crush at Cass Tech High School.
Chris was a majorette, and I played football, so I would always notice her. You know, I liked her right offhand.
Lou and I had broken up, so we were not together. And then senior year, Kwame and I kind of liked each other. But
hell yeah.
You know, we were always hesitant.
I know she's going to be embarrassed by this, but Christine was the no sex till marriage girl. I liked her incredibly. I was always
what's
so nervous around Chris. I didn't like anybody else like I liked her.
Congratulations.
To election night,
love you.
Kwame Kilpatrick became Detroit's youngest mayor. And both he and Christine Beattie were married to other people.
We were actually cleaning up the campaign headquarters.
How this
and
happened.
We were looking at the river, voter. Overlooking everything. It kind of hit us both at the same time that we won this race. Mm. So we were laughing, we were crying.
I dig his
heart. And I hugged her. And
man.
I kissed her.
Ooh.
When I tell you, it was one of those moments. Like in movies where the moon is perfect over the Detroit River.
Get over it.
You had me at hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000.
It was the beginning of a torrid affair between the mayor and chief of staff.
Hit it about your boulder.
Wait, do you want to back it up? Back it up.
So
okay.
Hit it about your
boulder. It was the beginning of a torrid affair between the mayor and chief of staff.
There was always the guilt and this is wrong thing.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, but it does feel
so good.
It feels so right, but it's so wrong. The comfort was
you made me feel so damn good that
night. That he was there for me.
And while the former mayor sells his affair in the podcast as a first love romance, he also admits he was far from exclusive with his wife or Christine.
Whoa. I was not, a faithful husband. I was a horrible husband. I had other affairs. What? This was not the only affair.
Eventually, he stopped trying to hide it from the inner circle.
Look, goes in the house. If we're going to have sex, that's all five it is. Minutes later,
period.
Christine comes in the house, you know, pulls up and goes in, and they in there for however long they in there.
Kwame and Christine say suddenly when their salacious text messages went public, politically motivated prosecutors in the media made them look like criminal gangsters. They insist they were incarcerated not for criminal behavior, but for a sexual affair.
Sure.
How did that lead us to jail? Well, yeah. How did an affair lead to jail?
Did I ever
lied
see
about
myself
it.
Sitting in a prison because I lied under oath about an affair? No.
Kilpatrick may be more open to discuss all of this with Crime Town's podcast producers because now he is divorced from his wife, Carlita.
In,
she
out, in, out,
also
three
spoke
times.
Of those years.
How come he didn't
but
talk
with considerably
us?
More pain in her voice.
Underneath of that was a lot of hurt and a lot of anger and a lot of embarrassment. Even through all of it, there was always this belief, knowing that God would pull me through this some kind
damn.
Of way, somehow, and that I had to be a good mother. I had to wake up and be a mom.
Was
and that's
Carlita?
What kind of carried
yeah.
me through.
On right. March 11th, 2013, Kwame Kilpatrick was convicted on 24 federal felony counts, including mail fraud, wire fraud, and racketeering.
Thought he just had an affair.
He's been in prison ever since. Currently being held at Fort Dix in New Jersey.
Dix.
A minimum security federal prison.
Kwame Kilpatrick's release date is 2037.
They got nothing on me past 92, Tops.
He makes it very clear that he believes his sentence is grossly unjust, and he
Good
hopes to be pardoned early.
You
can listen to the entire Crime Town podcast on Spotify.
Like Carly is talking like, and all I could do is just be a good mother, all this. But she got the parking cones for wherever she wanted to go, right?
Yeah, that's right, and her Explorer.
She got the Navigator.
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 Right.
I think she behaved in a rather entitled way.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the money they spent.
Didn't
that
she
they
have,
should not have had.
Didn't she have a special job made just for her, which was kind of BS?
Yeah, she ran the Kilpatrick. She was in charge. She was, I believe, the...
She got the fund.
She had a post with the Kilpatrick Fund that paid her $99,000 a year.
Right.
Which was a charity, as I recall, that was supposed to encourage young girls to be part of politics. Very generic. She also took a large grant. Yeah, when Kwame was a state senator, she got a grant for it was half of a grant, $137,000, I believe, which was a little questionable. Well, it was a grant that he had actually gotten somebody to help him get, and I don't think they knew half of it was going to this organization that was headed up by Carlita Kilpatrick. There were so many, for him to say it was about an affair is so ridiculous. Give me a fucking break.
It's amazing, though.
He was almost poetic.
Only got $6 a month to pay back the city.
He's talking about
sounds like he fingered her.
The moon shining, the snow, whatever.
It at first I was really mad hearing that because it's like, oh, you're basically admitting everything everybody knew that you're so defiant about. But now it's kind of satisfying that we were right all along as we knew we were.
Yeah.
You never get that. You never get an admission even after conviction.
Oh, you have closure.
Well,
we do.
We did have the text messages, though, which were...
No, I know, but it's different when you hear him say, you know, with multiple women.
Oh, that. Yeah, I was surprised he even said that.
And how romantic it was.
But to suggest that his conviction is all about his affair is such an oversimplification.
Yeah.
And again, the text messages, and I read a lot of them. Ooh, including, I need my dick sucked. My favorite text.
In all caps.
Yep.
I wonder if they ask him about that one in the podcast.
They should have.
Yeah.
Did they read
it?
Was
a very direct text. I don't know what they did on Crime Town. I don't know. I get the feeling. I don't know what they were going for, but they got him to talk, so I give them credit for that. They got an interview with him. I suspect the right person could get another interview with him because he can't stop himself from talking.
Why don't we send a request?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I already got to write that other prison about BTK to let him know that he's the least popular serial killer.
He is. He's such a bore.
He's a
and he sucks. He's not good looking. He thinks he's hot sometimes.
Not clever.
I know. He took really dumb pictures, too, in bras and panties.
Well,
really creepy pictures.
Tried to trademark BTK.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And get pissed and bent out of shape if they didn't know it was him.
His logo is lame.
They lied to him.
Yeah, you know.
What a dope.
The metadata.
When he's trying to recall this crime victim and what happened to him, he's going,
oh, in pre-am.
It was so bizarre. He's in court going, like he's trying to remember, you know, when he had a... When he had a meeting, you know, at work or something.
Yeah,
but it was...
When did I bury her?
I don't remember!
That was hideous.
Ugh.
And then OJ. Did you watch the...
No.
Chasing OJ?
How was that?
I did.
Was that a repeat?
No, it wasn't a repeat.
It was kind of just rehashed material.
Yes. Yeah. They really focused on the period between when the Bronco stops... And when OJ gives himself up, they really, really basically the time when it was very tenses. And
quite tense.
But they did not.
We have the phone call so we could demonstrate how tenses it was because it was very tense.
Yeah.
And thankfully, someone called in.
AC's
was able to.
AC's Bronco.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
Just going to ask everybody to be quiet for a moment. We have on the phone with us as well
Mr.
Robert
Higgins.
Higgins, who lives in the neighborhood and is on the ground and can see inside the van. Mr. Higgins.
Yes, how are you?
just about as tense as you are, sir.
Oh, my Lord, this is quite tense.
What can you see?
Oh, what I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at the van, and I see OJ kind of slouching down, looking very, very upset. Now, looking here, he looked very upset. I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Can you see him doing anything specific? Is he merely sitting there?
He is just sitting around, you know, just looking like he'd be very nervous.
Can you hear anything, Mr. Higgins?
It's just too much commotion. I'd be in the back of a news van, so I can't really hear that good, but I can see it all. And I see OJ. I see OJ, man, and he looks scared. And I would be scared because there's cops all deep in this.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
And baba booey to y'all.
That's what killed
the
Peter Jennings.
The driveway of O.J. Simpson's
didn't help.
Home in Brentwood.
Where's Al Michaels
clearly
to straighten it out?
Being made to have him come out of the vehicle.
Oh, boy. Why the is he recapping a phony phone call?
His friend, Al Cowling.
It's Mr. Peter, Higgins. By the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels. That was a totally farcical call. Lest anybody think that that was somebody who was truly across the street. That was not. He said something in code at the end that's indicative of the mentioning of the name of a certain radio talk show host.
Ooh. Okay, thanks, Al.
So he was not there.
Al was right.
We got him on every coast. Thank you very much.
That's
the
second
time,
thing that
the
killed
last
Peter
time
Jennings.
Will have been had, but. Yeah,
Peter Jennings was pissed at Al. He's like,
fucking
asshole.
Been some...
Barbara, wait. Quiet for a second, please.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh! He had to diss somebody. He had to take it out on somebody.
Peter, there have been some...
Barbara, quiet for a second.
Oh!
My apologies, but he's coming out.
In your face!
He wasn't going to let her pile on.
In your face, Walters! Why didn't you just say that? Same difference.
No, there really wasn't a
Is it weird that we don't know what's going on with her? I mean, she's just been slowly dying for like 4 years.
It is weird.
Totally okay, weird. Can someone go do a welfare? Should we call a welfare check on Barbara Walters?
No, I don't think it's a bad idea.
You don't want to do that.
Is she okay?
No.
Why do you know? No one knows.
We
had Jimmy Stewart situation.
We did. We should have done more.
Because it's dementia and it's...
Oh, it's dementia. She has dementia?
I believe that's what's been suggested.
I don't know. That's why I think maybe the welfare check's in order.
Someone's just telling us that. No one knows.
Yeah, but... How could it be anything?
That Jimmy Stewart thing was one of the freakiest things that's ever happened.
She's locked up.
It was clearly him on the phone.
Mr. Stewart is retired from public life.
Retired from public life. I bet if you call Barb Walters, she'll say the same thing.
I don't want to know.
You get out.
I've been kidnapped. There's a woman who won't let me out of my room.
She sprinted upstairs and hung that phone up, too. Somehow I can't believe that really happened. That really happened. Isn't that bizarre?
It really happened.
I've been kidnapped. Mr. Stewart is retired from public life.
Poor guy.
Like you wanted to talk to us, though. No, he didn't.
No.
He's not supposed to answer the phone. I talked to everyone.
We got an email. Speaking of blasts from the past, Nick sent us something, and he sent a letter. What's up, gentlemen? So I was out doing some last-minute running around in Lincoln Park, downriver area, before the Super Bowl. When I stopped at JoJo's for a drink, there was an empty seat at the bar, so I went to sit down, but was abruptly stopped by the barmaid who said, "That seat is reserved for Zug Island Rick."
Aww.
Oh!
I thought, no way it can be Zug Island Rick of old. Sure enough, this guy comes in with a mountain bike, and lo and behold, Zug Island Rick lives!
Oh.
Had to get a pic with him. Love the show. Keep it stiff. And there is Nick with Zug Island Rick, who I think has been made over.
Oh, my God. So
he look made over, Trudy?
He does,
I think there's some new teeth in his mouth.
His beard is nice and trim. Yeah, you're right about that.
And the hat, he's got a look.
Is that a camo jersey?
It's a camo jersey.
What, number 10?
Number 10.
It's
a Jags jersey. It says Jags.
The Jaguars?
On.
Why? But why?
Maybe it's the Jag-offs.
that's one of those new teams.
Pittsburgh Arena football team.
Why, Zug?
Look at the hat, too, and the sunglasses, the trim beard, and his teeth look really bright and white.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zug Island Rick has had a clear makeover. I think he may have lost some weight, too.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the camouflage, kind of obscures but yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I think he's been getting hotter. I think he's been working
out. Yeah, send me that photo. Sure. We can post it on the website.
He's getting reserved seats at the bar.
And is that Nick in the overalls?
Yeah.
It's Nick, yeah.
Hiya, Nick.
Nick's happening. Nick's got some headgear on, too.
How he's out.
I can't believe he sat in ZIR's seat, though.
I know.
That was a faux pas, never do that again.
Was it reserved just for the Super Bowl, or is it always Zug Island Rick's seat?
Sounds like it always is
Zug's seat.
That's impressive that he's got a seat at any bar. It's always his. I don't have that.
Hey, I have some new cameos for you guys.
Ooh.
Yes.
Bring it.
I have four today that I wanted you guys to take a guess and see how much it costs to get a personalized message from these individuals.
Hold on 1 second. I just want to mention one. That's not it. Well, I was in my email, and there was another email that I thought was very important.
That's
on
the whole record.
Dead air.
Okay, she wishes to remain anonymous, but she mentioned that the Sterling Heights mayor commented on my Twitter about how he's bored with. Because I said, is this the most boring Super Bowl? And he said he was bored. I think he said was agreeing that the Super Bowl was boring. And then he said he's also bored with the people criticizing the Golden Circle.
Oh, is that the new thing to be bored with
people? I guess so. I don't know.
Golden Butthole?
Well, everybody in Warren's bored with Mayor Fouts. Certainly nothing like Mayor Fouts. But she then says they spent $100,000 on some stupid art. The seed in front of the Sterling Heights Library. Over $400,000 wasted. I love art. But not when they have raised our taxes several times over the past few years. It's not even nice art. Maybe it was a statue of Britney with her umbrella. It would have been worth it.
I saw Irmani did a story, I think it was Saturday morning.
About the Golden Butthole?
At the Golden Butthole.
Really?
Where he asked a bunch of people, what's that called? And everyone, that's the Golden Butthole. And of course, they had to bleep it out. But every single person said.
Oh, my God.
Is there a Facebook page on this? And
yes.
It's a big gold ring. How tall is that? Like 50 feet high?
It's pretty big.
Leading into Sterling Heights, and people are aghast. I think, actually, this is my honest opinion, I think it will be worth the money because people will talk about it till the end of time.
That's what they say.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got to go with that.
They already have. The Golden Butthole of Macomb County has 8,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
What's on the page?
It's just pictures of the Golden Butthole, really.
From every angle.
Zeus wanted me to take him to see the Golden Butthole the other day.
I kind of want to see the Golden Butthole. This might be good for Sterling Heights. I understand how she feels because she said she... there's something the city needs to do that involves her property that it's apparently taking too long.
Mm. Oh.
And so she's kind of bummed about it.
And they did have
she
that.
She says, they put up a Golden Butthole and they can't take care of my yard.
Have they had an official opening for the Golden Butthole? Like, are they going to have a party?
It is its own official opening.
I don't know if they're going to have a party, because if they do, they should hire Katie Couric to host it.
Oh, yes. That's a good point.
That's good synergy.
You know, I'm kind of pumped that apparently the mayor of Sterling Heights is following me on Twitter. He must be listening to the podcast.
Hey, maybe that's
thanks
why
for listening
came up
to
with
the podcast.
Idea of the Golden Butthole.
I did see that somebody recently photoshopped the fist of Detroit going through the Golden Butthole.
Awesome.
Oh, boy.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah, boy.
What else could go through the Golden Butthole, statuesque wise?
Any kind of obelisk. I don't know if there's any
Washington
around.
Monument.
Yeah. Any tower.
Yeah.
The Golden. Nice.
Okay, so who's new on Cameo?
Okay.
This is an exciting development.
So, we'll kick it off with this guy here.
Hey, Phil, buddy. I got your question, and some stuff, you know.
First off, you're supposed to
Dr.
intro
Drew?
Yourself. It is Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Hey,
sounds like
shout
a lecture.
Out to Jim Grant, Dr. Drew here, and hey, buddy, that band Jip, it's not so good, man. Not so great. And humbly, what kind of narcissist would change one letter to make a band name? I'm just saying. Even my buddy Corolla doesn't do stuff like that, and that dude is a narcissist. So
name drop.
Just shout out to you. Just kidding. Take a hint, my friend Jip. As your buddies say, keep it high and tight. And just shout out to you. Take care.
And how much for Dr. Drew? What would you spend to get a personalized message from Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew, I don't want a cameo from Dr. Drew. I thought he did a lame job there.
I want a cameo from Dr. Drew.
I'm going to say he thinks he's worth...
50.
That's how I was thinking.
75.
$75.
Yes. Oh, hey, wow.
Wow. Well, you're so in his head.
Here's one. Here, the next one. I don't know how many this guy's going to have, but who would want this?
What?
Ed Asner? I'm not finishing a bit of coffee cake.
Ed Asner.
What?
Gross, Asner.
It's disgusting.
My son is shooting this. And it's.
Why don't you show, show us you're shaving your back or something?
Oh, it's a wonderful.
Talking about Mumia Jamal. Isn't that the guy he loves?
Yes.
Murder.
Mumia.
Mumia Abdul Jamal. Abu.
Deliver a message.
Abu.
Abu.
What are you laughing at?
You, because you're eating. Gross.
This is the up and up.
It's going to take hours to do this. Slow down.
89 years old.
Family, a friend.
Oh, God, gross.
An organization in your name.
Can't you drink something?
You pay for it.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we know how it works.
And
he just wiped his nose on his sleeve.
Proceeds goes to Cameo.
He totally doesn't
care. Return rewards.
He's an old timer, huh? Just family. Look at him. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, just look at him.
You like what you see, huh?
You're so old, it hurts me to look at you.
So how much is he?
He's still going. Money well spent. What do you think?
Asner.
Great story, Grandpa.
Would you wrap it up, Grandpa?
Oh, well, he said his son was filming it, right? So the son's probably
Yeah, the
in
son's
charge.
Cashing in on Asner.
So it's going to be
He's
way
him,
too high
Look,
price.
This is a nice thing that you do for people. You don't get paid, but it's people really appreciate it. And the kid just
So he's going to be running a sweatshop with Ed Asner, so it's probably $15.
50.
I'm going to say
50 again.
I thought I was going to say 52. I'll say 75 because it's Asner.
It is $100
for
Whoa, Ed.
What?
Yeah, that's why there's only one up there.
$100.
Lower to $15.
So
crank
well,
him
he's
out.
New. He's new. I only got two more for you. How would you like one from this guy?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Aaron Carter. I just want to say thank you so much to the Cameo family I'm joining. And we're going to be doing all kinds of amazing stuff for the fans.
It's such
so,
a family.
Any video requests you guys have, just let me know. And, you know, birthday greetings, you know, holiday things. Like, I mean, whatever you guys want. Like, just let me know, all right? And I will see you guys soon. I will be video chatting with you, and I will be sending you guys videos. I love
yeah,
you guys.
Video chatting.
See you later. Thanks to the Cameo family.
What?
Cameo is not a family.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
That's from his car.
Bye.
Where he lives.
Bye, okay.
Hey, you want to drop by and bone a dude together?
How much would you pay?
Okay, I'm going to say.
Harry Carter?
Again.
100.
There's only one up there. I'm going to say 125.
Well, there's only one up there because he's brand spanking new.
Okay. Well, I'll say 75. He needs the money.
Trudy?
50. Again.
$199.
What? What? Yep. Sorry.
Weak.
I don't think so. No way.
Yep.
No way. Is he doing gigs? Could somebody check his tour schedule?
In the meantime,
I think he's playing really small venues if he's playing venues. Do you guys think he's – can he still draw a crowd?
You would have thought we would have heard about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's on the way – his last Twitter was on the way to Utah with my tour manager.
Okay. So
– Well, the
so
last
– going to a gig or was his tour manager just going
Maybe
to
Maybe he's it? Moving.
Last – I remember he was tweeting because he had car trouble and he needed someone
– Oh, he is touring.
Is he?
He'll be at the Urban Lodge tomorrow night in Salt Lake City.
Is he coming here?
The Urban
Austin,
Lodge?
Let me look Colorado. The
he is. He's going to do the Blind Pig.
All right.
March 2nd.
The Blind Pig? Okay, that's not exactly a large venue.
In Ann Arbor? That's a great venue.
What's the one in, you mentioned, Mark, the Urban what?
Urban Lounge.
Urban Lounge in Salt Lake City.
$20 for general admission standing room at the Blind Pig. $70 if you want a meet and greet.
Sure.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's got to be close to 30 now, right?
I think isn't he older than that?
Maybe he's not. Got a full blown tour though, man. He's got a lot of stops.
Singing?
Let's see what
he's 31 right now. Yeah.
He's playing the Elbow Room in Chicago. Is that a thing?
The Urban, yeah. It's not
House
playing
of
the Odeon. That's a fairly good venue in Cleveland.
Who cares?
I do have today's headliner for you.
Oh.
A little local angle.
Cameo.
Yeah. I don't think he intros himself, but guess who this is here.
Hello there. I assume you're a Survivor fan. Well, thanks for reaching out. I look forward to chatting with whomever you'd like me to. Have a great day.
That's it.
That totally talked me into it.
It's not Keith Famey, is it?
You like what you see, huh?
Who is it?
Richard Hatch.
Dick Hatch.
That's Dick Hatch. Play it again.
He looks bizarre.
Hello there. I assume you're a Survivor fan.
How come you're not nude?
Thanks for reaching out. I look forward to chatting with whomever you'd
What's
like.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
Have a great day.
Is Rudy up there?
Oh, what? Where is Rudy? Rudy Bosch.
Rudy Bosch.
Anyway, Richard Hatch is $50 if you guys want one from him.
I was finally right.
Who would buy a fucking cameo from Richard Hatch?
Rudy Bosch.
Andy Dick did one for our listener. Let's see. Wait. Bought a camera for my friend, celebrating a new job. Andy's the best.
Tracy? Maybe?
Tracy. It was for Tracy. It was from Jill.
Nice. That one, he does so many, that one's already gone.
What?
Yeah, he does a ton.
What's the one where his face looks ridiculous on the upper right? What's he saying there?
Matt Brown, it's your birthday, and you're going to party like it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Poor little baby Matt Brown, turning two. Happy birthday to you. I don't know how old you are. Alex and Pablo did not tell me, but they're the ones that wanted me to give you a shout out. He said that you're a big fan, which I very much. Actually, they said that I'm your favorite entertainer in the world.
Hmm.
That's a high one.
Yeah.
That's great. That made my night, to be honest, because I'm holed up in my back of my SUV because I'm going on road trips.
What?
And it feels like I'm in a little circus tent for midgets. And I'm by myself. Alex and Pablo said that you wanted me to sing part of the Chris Kattan song. I don't remember it. I looked it up, and then I was singing along to myself on YouTube. And I kind of got it.
And his hair looks kind of crazy.
If words were water, they'd roll off my back. But they're words. And I'm not a duck. So something. Da, 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 da. Back off, because I'm ready to pluck.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know. How about that one part? You diminutive, sack-sucking horse face. Troll of a man. It's hard. That was a hard song to learn. I wrote it, but it was still hard. Oh, look, I'm wearing a cameo shirt. Oh. You got the special.
So you get your money's worth with Andy.
Whoa, that is a family.
Matt Brown.
It is a family.
Oh, you know what? I should sing for you.
Enough of this. I want to see who his wonderful podcast friends are.
Rudy's what? 91, by the
this
way.
This is for my good friend David, the Wonderfuls, David De Wunderbar. I guess there's been a tremendous debate as to why these three podcast shows, Poop Culture, Jock and Nerd, and Maggie Mayfield, why they don't just merge into one supergroup podcast show. Well, the answer is too many powerful nerds in one show. It would be a nerd monopoly, a nerd cartel. It's an infestation of nerds. We'd have to call Orkin.
Look at Andy's hair. What's going on with his hair?
Nerds, and nerds everywhere. Look at you. That's my bed. I'm on a road trip, nerds.
Why is Andy crashing in his car?
On a road trip. Should we call him?
I think maybe we should.
I don't know if we should. We have Rudy Bosch's number. You want to call him
Rudy?
Instead?
Well, let's call Rudy Bosch. We'll call Andy tomorrow.
See if he knows about a cameo. What?
Should we recruit him for cameo?
Yes, we should. I don't have any
of that.
Might
be confusing. He's 91. I mean,
I don't have any of that homosexual social media. I wonder if he's on social
I don't know
media.
About the homosexual. Wasn't that what he said?
Yes. Homosexual is one of the nicest guys I ever met, I think is what he said.
Rudy Bosch was on the first Survivor, wasn't he?
He was also on an All-Star Survivor.
Became very famous. Everybody watched the
He's
first
a bad,
Survivor.
He was a Navy SEAL. He's a badass.
He was a badass. Oh, there he is in his uniform.
Hot.
Oh. Hey, you like what you see? Wow, I never seen him in his uniform.
Oh.
Who's that chick he was with a second ago?
You like what you see, huh?
She was on The Survivor.
Who's Hello, that? This is Darlene. Oh. Please leave a message. Have a blessed day.
Didn't say yes.
Darlene?
What?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Rudy. This is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We've had Rudy on before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just talking about the original Survivor, and we still had your phone number, so it's crazy. We just decided to blow in a call and see if you had a minute for us, but you're a busy guy, I'm sure. So anyway, we'll try you back, or if you get this, maybe call us on the 248 number. Just a couple minutes. That's all we need. Thanks, Rudy. Good to hear you.
I got one more number.
Even though I didn't hear you.
You know, like yesterday, everybody's trying to run the show.
Audio.
Rich, for one. I mean, this guy is—he's strong. He's smart.
He loved Rich.
Surprises me. You know, he's fat, but he's good. For friends on the outside, gonna tell me he was queer then.
Queer.
The homosexual. He's one of the nicest guys I ever met.
There you go. Took a while.
Oh. What was the percentage on that one, Brandon?
Oh, these weren't my numbers, so.
Oh, okay.
I thought they were pretty good.
So you don't put a percentage on other people's numbers?
I can't do that.
What about the Bigfoot family lady?
Oh, we can try that.
What's the percentage on her? That's what I was wondering. Brandon's all fired up to call the Bigfoot lady. He has no idea if it'll connect, but he doesn't want to call Andy Dick.
Which is 100%. It's a layup.
Well,
it's like being wide open in the end.
It is a little late in the show. I would like to call Andy earlier in the show for
yeah,
once.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
That's not why you didn't want to call him.
You don't need to bury him at the very end of a show.
He's Andy's position in the show in mind.
He does need to move up
nice.
In the show. We should call him right out of the gate one of these days.
Every day.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's try Bigfoot lady. This woman lived with a family of big
multiple,
feet.
Yeah, family of big feet.
Really?
Gross.
I was unable to get a picture. Or did she have a blurry picture, Brandon?
You know, I don't know.
I don't think she did. What's her name?
Oh, shit, I totally
Why did she live with them?
They were family, like Cameo?
Robin. Okay. Her name is Robin.
Robin. Hello? Hello, Robin?
No, you've got the wrong number. This is Roy.
Roy, did you know Robin, the woman that lived with the Bigfoot family?
No.
Have you had any calls about her? Because she lists as your number for some reason. You must be connected to her.
No, don't have any idea.
Do you have a party line, possibly?
I doubt it.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Are you aware of Bigfoot and the family? Outside of Robin?
Roy?
Hello?
Roy?
Hello?
Hello, Roy?
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 Roy just Melrose hung up on us. It's bullshit. There's a second number for Robin, isn't there?
No, unfortunately, I don't have a second number.
What?
I can look real quick.
There were 2517 numbers, I thought. What's it's in your prep.
Yeah, there were two.
I don't think that one rings.
What happened to your prep, Brandon? Oh, it doesn't ring?
No.
Are you just saying that because you can't find your prep?
No. But I'm telling you, it doesn't.
Some people
are questioning the prep from that day. It might have been phoned in.
There was like 20 articles in that prep. That prep was fantastic.
Some people feel that there might have been too many items and not enough focus on the best ones.
I know. I got a little carried away.
I know, when I see the prep going on and on, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'll never get through this.
Sorry. That's why I give you, like, you know, brief little rundowns of what they are so you can choose not to click on it. What?
Well, so I feel pressure, though, like, oh my God, this is important prep and I'm not going to have time to look at it all.
Normally the stuff at the bottom is, you know, fluff.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that there's filler in the hierarchy? Prep?
Well,
I didn't know that, Trudy.
Kicker stories.
You know that?
Yeah, what's the kicker stories
right,
at the end?
Right.
The kicker stories can be the best ones.
I know.
yeah, but now you know how to watch it or read it.
Should I bother looking for the other number, or is it?
No.
Are you saying I have the other number, but
it's 517552.
It doesn't ring.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
0%.
The second one, it doesn't ring.
Oh.
All right. It seems like it shouldn't have been put in the prep then.
Apologize. Sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I put it in there, and then I tried it.
Okay. Seems like maybe you'd have tried it before you put it in the prep, but I'm just...
It's hard to do.
I don't want to keep pushing this.
It's difficult, you know, to just randomly call people in the middle of your day.
I know.
Bullies, man.
I don't know, just hoping for better prep.
Is this fake outrage on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it about the nipples?
Lots of women watching at home thought he looked like a hunk, but others saw a double standard.
Look at the green blobs. Lots of women, she said.
For showing too much skin in 2004.
Do you think there's a double standard with male and female nudity?
Oh, please.
Darling Connor.
Show your tits. Go ahead. I don't give a shit.
The field, still shirtless.
Oh.
The halftime show is getting mixed reaction
today. No, it's not. Everyone hated it.
5 played it safe and dull, according to Yahoo. Is brushing off the criticism. We thank the universe for this historic
not
opportunity
those green
to play
blobs
on the
off.
World's biggest stage.
Wait,
he wrote on
wait,
Instagram.
Look at his tats.
Yeah, what do you want to
a
see?
A diagram. What's the hand?
It's
what
a
is
green
that
blob.
About?
It says true love, and it's picking
a green blob up.
A rose up.
Oh, I see.
I just see a big green blob.
California. Wait,
down where his navel is? What is that?
It's a lion.
Oh, there's a lion there.
And a butterfly.
Why does he have a giant butterfly.
Eagle above there. Why does he have a butterfly? That seems kind of, I don't know.
A cherub baby, and it looks like some. What kind of writing is that above his tit?
Oh, it says barbecue grill. It
looks elvish.
Is that barbecue grill?
Barbecue grill in Hebrew? Yeah.
What's, you know, I get that he's got sleeves. Why does he have the weird one coming in from the right sleeve onto his chest?
It's not complete,
it's
man.
It's uneven.
With the eye?
It's not complete yet.
Is that what that is, an eye?
That yeah. tweet that someone put out about how he looks like he went in and asked for the MS-13 tattoos. Dead on. He looked like he could be an MS-13 member if he wasn't so soft.
Really? With a cherub?
In the face?
Critics for always yeah. pushing us to do better.
They love cherubs.
Why does he get some on his face?
Was mayhem as everyone he likes him so much. To congratulate Tom Brady.
Hold on, it is just insanity right now.
CBS Sports sideline reporter Tracy Wolfson got swallowed up in all the scrum.
She's touching him.
Oh, she's talking to him right there, and she's getting swallowed up.
I wonder if they covered Kevin Hart, who once again had a security issue.
What is up with that?
We joked about it yesterday, and it did turn out. Did you watch the video?
Yes,
of him?
I saw it. Is he a Patriots fan now, all of a sudden?
I think he's just a look-at-me fan.
Oh, there's Giselle. Was there a story about Giselle and Leonardo DiCaprio the other day? That she was bored with him, and that she numbed her mind with alcohol? And
oh, I don't know.
Is that Giselle? Oh. I thought it was
No, you probably think, wasn't it the other chick from Israel?
Bar
Raffaelli.
Was that who it was?
I mean, they dated. They're like, he's the famous one. But it could have been her. She could have dated
Yeah,
her.
Leo nailed her, too. Leo definitely nailed her.
Nobody is really? Bored with Leo. That's bullshit. That's fake news.
I would have been bored with him when he was, you know, like kind of when he. What's the role that he was playing when he got big?
Oh, Titanic?
No. When he
Rose got bored of
when
him.
When he got physically big. Remember, he kind of chunked up for a role?
Oh.
That was recent.
He got kind of fat assy.
Fat-assy.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. It's like he was turning into the bear from The Revenant.
What was that? I don't remember him being fat. What movie were we talking about?
Come on. Let's. Fat.
Not sure. I know that there's a
DiCaprio.
Famous doppelganger who's fat, the guy from Russia.
No, he was.
The fat Leonardo DiCaprio. You ever seen that guy?
Well, he looks just like him.
He does.
But fat.
No, he's been online the last 10
years. I think he
years.
Started this. He didn't look that oh my much God. Like him.
That guy's been a famous Russian doppelganger for years.
Mm.
But no, anyway, yes, no, you're
like
correct.
DiCaprio, see?
There was a article recently. Giselle, the article came out saying that she dumped him for this reason.
Okay, and what is she saying there?
His lifestyle.
And she was bored? And she numbed her mind with drink?
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a normal relationship. For the most part.
Well, why is she? I don't understand why she's piling into DiCaprio. Think there was a hump and dump there or something?
No.
And why would she bring this up?
To shame Leo.
No longer numbing myself with smoking, drinking, and too much work.
Did she say this recently or did this come up again?
I was becoming more and more aware of things that I chose not to.
Oh, because she has that fucking book.
Oh.
Remember when she did the interview with Robin Roberts where they were shoeless with their legs crossed on the couch?
And I think Robin was crying.
Yeah. And then they made out.
Because she was bullied. Giselle was bullied or something.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Something stupid.
How is she ever going to overcome that?
We Is it cool for somebody of Giselle's status who makes more than her husband, who's won the Super Bowl six times, to say she was bullied when she was young?
No.
I know.
Because no one's going to
get away from here. Go away, Giselle. Friends claim, Giselle, she seems so unlikable that if she wanted me, she could not have me. I would break up with her before.
Yeah, right.
I would know. I wouldn't have her.
That would make you catnip for
her. She'd be too boring. She'd be too, I would not like her to be around her. It's over between me and Giselle before it ever starts. That's another hot chick I've broken up with before it ever started.
Who's
the first? It's very empowering, I have to admit.
Who's the first?
There's been a few.
It was just last week.
Yeah, I broke up with someone last week. I dumped someone before they could ever have me.
Hmm.
Was it, God, I can't remember. A couple chicks. I think Ariana Grande, I've declared that I have no interest in her. If she's interested. Yeah. If she's interested.
Paris Jackson.
Paris Jackson, oh, that's so over.
Do you want to see another blackface controversy?
Yes.
TV, Brandon?
Professor, the movie is offensive.
The beloved original Mary Poppins movie is being branded as tone deaf and racially insensitive today.
Wait, aren't they chimney cleaners?
A college professor writing in the New York Times takes aim at this famous dancing scene, calling it a parody of Black Menace.
No.
Julie Andrews, covered in soot, uses her compact to add more blackface. Then another character mistakes the chimney sweeps for African warriors.
Cheesy devils!
Now, Mary Poppins fans on social media are calling the accusations ridiculous and a reach. Controversy comes amid calls for the resignation of Virginia's governor, Ralph Northam, over this photo on his 1984 medical school yearbook page.
I think Inside Edition did what you suggested and got a face recognition expert.
Oh, they did? So
showing
we're going to find out who it is?
Showing a man in blackface and another dressed as a Klansman.
I am not either of the people in that photo.
Some friend
and
said he's not.
His former roommate is coming
he
to his
a lawyer
defense,
at the
saying
party.
Neither man in the photo is the governor.
Oh, thanks for listening to the podcast.
I don't think he looks like him. Ralph is a spinner for those people in that picture.
How do we know
facial
what he
recognition
looked like
expert Kent Gibson for his analysis. Are you able to tell if it is in fact
please
the governor?
No.
I don't think anyone could do facial recognition on the image of the blackface. No. It's just nothing there.
WTKR
the
TV reporter Brendan Ponton discovered photos of other
so
students
in blackface and facial recognition
in the same
1984
yearbook. So what
that's
was going
racist
on?
In and of
the
itself?
Governor said that, you know, there was a time where maybe something like that was acceptable. Talking with other people in Norfolk, they disagree and say that in 1984, dressing up in blackface or as a KKK member would have been offensive then and unacceptable.
The embattled governor admits he once
how come
impersonated
nobody complained?
Michael
it's
Jackson
online?
In blackface for a dance contest, also in 1984.
I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks.
He was asked to show off his moonwalking skills when his wife wisely intervened.
My wife says inappropriate circumstances.
I'm trying to remember if people, I could swear I saw people dressed up as KKK members before. I don't think
really?
That's. Yeah.
Well, who am I to
where
talk?
Says the woman who dressed up as Nicole Brown Simpson.
I was a Nazi one year.
Trudy's going to have to resign by the end of the week. white supremacist. Oh, I've seen people dressed up as Nazis before.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a costume party in I don't know how long, but
yeah, they're
people
dumb.
Used
you're an
to
adult.
Go, people used to
stupid.
Well, you can't dress up as anything anymore, can you?
No.
But people used to do the craziest costumes they could think of.
By the way, it was Kate Beckinsale that you will no longer date because her ovarian cyst.
Oh, because of her oozing ovarian cyst, yeah.
Ugh.
She has totally ruined any potential relationship with you in the future.
An oozing cyst is so gross.
Yeah, but she'll get over that.
I don't know.
Drained it by now.
She may, but I don't know if I will.
Gross.
Friends of Giselle Bundchen claim Giselle grew tired of Leo. They haven't had a big argument or anything like that. It's just Giselle was getting a bit bored and wanted to move on. I think he was bored. I think she's boring. She's with Tom Brady. How
could
she not be
boring?
I don't
ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
Maybe that's the thing where she says goodbye before she knows he's going to say goodbye.
Could be. I would think being married to a football player who plays like 40 years in the NFL would be kind of boring.
Yeah, especially.
What do you think she'd be going, you know, aren't you in football?
And they don't do anything that's edgy or, any, you know, they eat like.
Yeah, nothing.
Safest
birds.
Food. Cucumber slices.
There's always rather on off affair, and either of them are at the stage where they want to settle down. 2006, Anna Wintour shared the three golden rules she and her team follow.
Oh, God, boring.
Boring.
I don't even know what they are, but you hear three golden rules. No thanks. Yeah. There's only one golden rule.
Wait, why they broke up, here's another story. So a bunch of later, first phone, and then he's gone to an Oscar. But he's never brought another gal upon the red carpets and splitting with a Brazilian beauty from 2000 to 2005. Wait, the other girl said they broke up in 2002? They're one of the most beautiful couples on the planet. Now he's still swinging single with his infamous posse while she's married to Tom Brady.
Sounds like he fingered her.
Let's take a look at why they broke up. Possibly the biggest factor was not simply having time with one another. Jill's father told the Daily Mail,
for people in the movies and the fashion world, their downtime is very short. They have to be here, there, and everywhere for work. There's a lot of pressure. For someone at the height of their career, it's very intense. Sometimes, it's very intense. Walking down a fucking...
Being hot in your panties.
Really. So much pressure.
Mind you.
Giselle said that DiCaprio was
neglecting her.
And she had previously vented that
a normal person can see a boyfriend every day.
There's anything we know about Giselle from just looking at her, it's that she's definitely not normal. DiCaprio himself told Esquire he's a bachelor for some reason. 6 months being in location or being off in Morocco or someplace like that is not the best thing for a relationship. Neither is nailing chicks while you're there. A lot of your life is put on hold when you make movies. Everything with a personal relationship is put on ice when you go on location. Away from everybody. Oh, put on ice.
Yeah, boy.
What do you expect him to do? He's very handsome.
Yeah, and he's gone for a long, long time.
You like what you see, huh?
And he wasn't that into her anyway. So when they
played a role
in the split, she was 19 when they started dating. She told Vanity Fair,
"We were very young. We grew together in a lot of ways. We were just not meant to be boyfriend and girlfriend, but I respect him. I wish him nothing but the best."
God cares, lady.
I was only 20 years old, and I had a lot of time ahead of me. It was always rather on-off affair anyway, and neither of them were good at the stage when they want to settle down for good.
She's worth more than both Tom Brady and Leo.
Put together?
Not put together.
Oh. I'm still bored with her. I don't want to be with her. It's over. It's not. If she doesn't want to be Tom Brady, I will not be with her. Just saying.
What about Demi Lovato? Would you be with Demi Lovato?
No. No.
She had to cancel her Twitter account.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everyone's being very mean to her.
Because she's partying again?
No, she dared to laugh at the memes about, who's the rapper?
21 Savage?
Yeah, because he's being deported. He claims he's from Atlanta, but ICE decides that, nah, you're really from England, we're going to deport you.
Whoa, so really? Deported back to England?
Yeah, I mean...
That's weird.
If you listen to his rap music, you would never think he is from England. You would think he's from Atlanta. But they're deporting, so she just made a comment about...
inauthentic?
She made a comment laughing about all the memes because all the memes are, you know, making him a British guy.
So somebody threatened to kill her?
There's a lot of funny ones. Ones that were bringing up Fred Savage and Macho Man Randy Savage.
Someone said to Demi Lovato that heroin tried to deport you to heaven. She was so hurt.
What,
that
somebody is so angry because she laughed at a meme?
Really? Yeah, that sounds like...
So that sent that...
I'm off Twitter! She had to close it down.
Canada's largest cryptocurrency exchange, this is a sad story, lost $190 million because the company's founder died. He had some real health problems, and he died in India. He was only 30. He had the only password to access the cryptocurrency. They had $190 million in cold storage, and he had the only password. They've been trying for months to find a way in because there's no backup.
They tried his birthday?
Probably.
His dog's name.
And password is China.
Of course. For months, people have been trying to withdraw money from their crypto accounts. They can't. And it's gone. Bye.
Womp.
That's
womp.
Pretty rough, too. Womp. Although it didn't have as much value, probably, as it did.
What's
it's Bitcoin? Gone. Don't worry about it. It's gone.
What is Bitcoin at now?
I have no idea.
What?
$3,650.
$3,650? Oh.
What was it last year? 20,000 or something?
20 at its peak, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Oh. And it's gone.
Are any of the cryptos doing better than Bitcoin?
And it's gone.
I'm sorry to hear that. But how can someone having the only person having the password, that's really the end of it. He dies and it's over.
It seems like
it's $190 million gone.
Nice fail safe.
Well, you know, I was reading, there was a connected story to this story, and it was about
did they check under his computer? Maybe he taped it.
Yeah. Or in his wallet.
I think they've been looking for months for this password.
I'm stupid.
There was another one where, well, it was a connected story. They were talking about how these people who've had millions in crypto and they get hacked, and there's no backup. It's like there's no bank backing it, so there's no insurance, there's nothing. If you're hacked, the money's gone.
Sorry.
Bye.
Sorry.
So that's kind of a bummer.
Did you see Liam Neeson today?
Oh yeah.
God, that's a big story.
Kind of oops.
He's promoting a movie.
He is?
He's promoting a movie.
Really?
He told a story about a friend of his being raped by a black man and said he walked the streets for days looking to kill a random black man because he was so angry. And it turns out he's promoting
It's a little weird that he asked this person, like, can you describe the assailant? He's a black man. All right, see you later. He didn't say, like,
He just wanted to kill a random black man. He didn't care if it was the person that killed her.
I know, but that makes no sense.
I know. It sounds really dumb, and it doesn't teach me a lesson at all, because I would never do that. His new movie is called Cold Pursuit, and revenge is the theme, so that's why he brought it up.
Did he just make this story up?
It sounds almost like he just made it up.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
But are you
black? If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
And black people.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
Don't rape her.
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Ooh.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Oh, my Lord.
Then we got our high school coach, New Haven High School coach, who was in Warren. He's 43 years old. He coaches girls varsity basketball. And what do you know? He and a 17-year-old student were getting it on. I guess, were they getting it on in the car, or were they just checking out of the hotel?
Wasn't he busted at the hotel?
He was in the parking lot, they said.
Yeah.
So it sounded like
he was in the car.
Well, he didn't even spring for a room. He just was getting a mobile BJ.
Yeah.
In the parking lot of a hotel room?
It said they busted him in the parking lot at 11 in DeQuinder for the Red Roof Inn, which is not really, 17-year-old.
Can't afford that.
You know, I think the Red Roof Inn is cheap, but, So, yeah, I think his coaching career probably, if this turns
out. I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
That's the coach.
I have a feeling if they really started keeping antenna up, you'd find that there's a lot of things going on with older men and women who are too young.
In
it's the funny
parking lot.
Well, in schools and in, there's a lot of guys, reading about teen pregnancy. A lot of teens who are 16, 15, they get impregnated. The guys are like 22, 20, 23. Well, Janelle.
Yeah.
You know, he was lying about his age because remember how the math didn't quite work?
Yep.
Turns out he was 20 when he knocked her
Andrew,
up.
Yeah.
She was 15.
Yeah. But it gave us Jace.
Yeah, it gave us Jace, but, you know, it would have been nice to put that loser away for a while.
Well, he put himself away. Maybe that's why he was really in China. It wasn't for modeling. He was on the run.
Modeling.
Regarding the New Haven coach, Brent Bones sent us an email. Did you see the email about his serious issue, Shallow Thought?
No, I didn't hear this.
It's a picture, and he said, maybe it wasn't the best school picture to use because it's a picture of New Haven High School, and on the side it says, Rocket Pride Inside.
Oh,
yeah, boy.
It's a good eye. That's a good catch. It's a very serious issue, Shallow Thought.
Well, there was a lot of weird stuff today. The story about Soulja Boy, you know, who honestly rarely comes into my radar, except
what?
That
why
was,
not? He's been kicked out of the Cameo family temporarily.
Soulja Man now.
Is he kicked out of Cameo?
His Cameo has been suspended.
Well, he was on. He's had some problems before. He had that battle with Chris Brown. By the way, rap battles. Can we stop doing that? Isn't that really embarrassing?
You're not a fucking gangster. You a bitch. You an R&B dancer. You beat Rihanna. You a woman beater. You a woman beater.
Yes.
You beat up.
Hold it, Soulja Boy.
You a fucking woman beater, nigga. You beat up.
Is he still 16?
We don't beat up women. We, you know what I'm saying? Make love to them.
Oh, my God. He's so...
You know what I'm saying? We don't beat up women, you fucking faggot.
Whoa.
Did he face consequences for that from anyone?
Social media?
No, they were going to get into a boxing match over this. They were going to have a charity boxing match, and then they backed out of it.
Cool.
Okay, he's 28. Aren't these guys a little old to be threatening each other all the time? I mean, I keep hearing Drake is threatening people, or people are threatening Drake, or Kanye's threatening somebody, and somebody's threatening back. And he's like 42 years old. Seem a little
Soulja Boy. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called a Soulja Boy.
A little childish to me.
You gotta admire that he named the song Soulja Boy and the dance is Soulja Boy and he's Soulja Boy. Everything is named after him.
It's kind of like the song Bad Company off the album Bad Company by the band Bad Company.
Yeah. It's interesting though that he's talking about what a punk and he calls him a faggot, which is probably not the right thing to say. But for beating up Rihanna, and this weekend, it sounds like he held a girl hostage for a number of hours after beating her ass.
Hey, just like Chris Brown did.
Yeah. And he's on probation for 5 years, so.
Cool.
Is there going to be anyone left to do rap? I mean, come on.
Yeah, really? Travis Scott.
Okay. And what was the Florida State quarterback? Do we have audio of that craziness? What the fuck? This guy.
He's been in trouble before.
They played Virginia Tech this year, and it was kind of a thing like, oh, is he going to be able to play? He beat up his pregnant girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I think he said in the end, he said, oh, no, it never happened. And maybe she said, oh, he's my boyfriend. Oh, it didn't happen.
They suspended him, though, and did an investigation.
Fucking house. Stop hitting me. Damn, you fucking idiot.
Stop hitting. Stop
kicking
me in my fucking face.
I don't give a fuck. Stop throwing shit in my fucking house. Fuck wrong with you. What? Throw it again so I can beat your ass.
I don't give a fuck.
Throw it again.
Whoa, stop fucking hitting me in my face.
Fuck you. I'm going to hit you in your face every fucking time. Throw something else.
All
right. So his girlfriend posted that on social media. And I'm amazed that Florida State just said, bye-bye. Get out of here.
Well,
he's supposed to be their starting quarterback.
But
he's pretty good.
He's beaten her before. He's on social media telling her he's going to hit her in the face every time she throws whatever she's throwing.
I know. You're not in the least bit surprised, though, that they didn't say, you're suspended while we investigate.
I don't know. I really
it's
don't
just
understand.
What I expect to
honestly,
see now.
This is what has been going on for years is people beat up a woman. They say the cops are called, and then they say, oh, no, it never happened. And she wanted her 15 minutes of fame, or, you know, she wants to bring me down, or what? I mean, all the excuses we heard, or she wouldn't testify because they go, oh, well, you're my boyfriend, so I won't testify, and they'll drop the charges. I mean, look at the Greg Hardy story.
Yeah.
It was textbook.
Yeah, but the NFL put that girl in their commercial, so everything's fine.
Yeah.
It all evens out.
Well, I have a feeling a lot more of these guys are going to find that they can't do that as easily as they used to do it and just beat women up and stay active.
Good. Fuck 'em.
So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody else will take him. He's not that good.
Yeah, he is.
Look at his stats.
I don't think he's that, really.
He had like 57% passing percentage, and he threw 15 touchdowns and 12 interceptions last year as a junior.
Well, he was injured, too.
I mean, if he'd had a better year, they might have said, oh, it's some crazy Instagram post. That girl is nuts. Trying to get her 15 minutes of fame on social media. I mean, people are going to post this stuff more often, I would think.
Is he okay?
Dude, yeah, the dog's having some night tremors right now.
He's having a really crazy dream.
Snoring a little bit.
Are you supposed to wake him up when he...
He has a dream?
Well, Branson was a night terror.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to wake people up when they're having them. I don't know.
Really?
It's like if you're sleepwalking, right?
Might be having PTSD from the storm. It was really cold last week. His paws were kind of frozen when he came in.
PTSD.
He was on the first step. He never went all the way down the steps, and he had trouble getting up the step.
Oh.
Because he was really cold. So now he's taken the storm. I was carrying up the stairs during the storm. Now he thinks that, oh, I get carried up the stairs. So he barks at the bottom of the stairs. Layla started doing it because I carried bags up a few times. Now I have two dogs that won't come up the damn stairs, and they both can come up the stairs.
Mm. Have to put Mark in charge again.
I guess so.
Just let them bark. They'll find their way in.
All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
That was weird. Like, weird.
I was like, really weird.
Sorry.
Aaron Lewis from Stained had a big confrontation with a crowd in Texas. Did you guys hear about this story?
Yeah, he only speaks English.
Why would he be asked to sing his music in Spanish? I was kind of confused about the whole story. They said that the crowd kind of turned on him, asking him to sing in Spanish. And he said, I don't speak Spanish.
Why get in a fight over that? Just keep going.
He ended up leaving the stage.
Oh, God.
He was supposed to play his encore, so
stupid.
He was probably about to play It's Been a While. And he left the stage.
Really?
I know, I like that song, too.
That's okay.
I can't say I'm a giant Stained fan, but I did like that song.
Yeah, it was good.
I thought it was pretty cool. What happened to Stained? Weren't they giant?
They still get airplay.
They were huge.
90s rotation.
But it looked like it was just him on stage and maybe not the biggest venue.
He's a country performer now, isn't he?
Is he? Aaron Lewis is?
Aaron Lewis of Stained and...
Are you serious?
I don't know. Aaron?
I thought it was a little odd that the crowd turned on him. That struck me as maybe it wasn't a very big crowd.
No.
I mean, I would think a lot of people would go to see Aaron Lewis. Of course, it's not Stained anymore. It's just him, and he just had an acoustic guitar, so...
Outlaw country tunes.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why he's playing in Texas.
I'd rather hear those in Spanish.
I would think them Texas fans would rather hear him in English, motherfucker.
I'd rather not hear him.
I like the mud shovel.
We'll see you mañana.
Bye. Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?